Welcome to the Carbon Dyno Pregame Show, brought to you by Landon's Diesel Service. Leave your truck in the hands of those who know diesel engines. Landon's Diesel Service at 540 South 300 West in Price. And now for tonight's play-by-play, let's join Sonny Buscarini and Chris Winfrey.
Welcome to Carbon High School Baseball here on 95.3 The Peak. Today, the Carbon Dinos battle Providence Hall in region play here at the USU Eastern home field is where this game is being played today. It was supposed to be in Helper. They moved it here to the USU Eastern field. So tonight, it'll be Carbon and Providence Hall in region play. Carbon comes into region play. They're 1-0 in so far, with the season just getting underway. Juab 2-0, Union 2-0, Carbon is 1-0, Delta 0-2, Providence Hall 0-1, and American Leadership 0-2. Carbon played Providence Hall on Wednesday night, and the final score was 15-7. That's how Carbon got their first win, and Providence Hall got their first loss of region play. So, second game of the season begins today here at the home field of the USU Eastern Eagles, is where this game is being played tonight. So we are about 20 minutes away from the start of the game, so we have an interview that Jordan did with head coach Jeff Cisneros. He did that earlier in the week, and we will play that for you on the other side of the break. You are listening to the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show, Carbon High School Baseball, right here on 95.3 The Peak, where the Dinos play.
There are a million reasons to smile. You just landed that big promotion, seeing an old friend, getting a great report card, or how about braces from Hillstead Orthodontics? Let Hillstead's experienced, friendly staff help you smile ear to ear. Hillstead Orthodontics offers a free consultation, affordable payment plans, and they accept most insurance plans. You deserve to have the smile you've always dreamed of, and it's within your reach with help from Hillstead Orthodontics. Give them a call today at 637-2222 and schedule your free consultation today.
With four kids and each of them with their own busy schedules, it seems there's never time for date night. So my husband and I started a new tradition, lunch at Big Mo's. Since our schedules revolve around the kids after school, we decided our lunch break is our time to reconnect. And what better place than Big Mo's? Their salads are refreshing and full of flavor. Order a half-pound burger and fresh-cut fries and you'll be full all day. Or how about their delicious sandwiches like turkey bacon avocado or savory French dip? We love Big Mo's and we love our lunch dates. Find them on 700 East Price.
Coach, pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Good to be here.
Coach, let's dive right into it and talk about, well, games that have not been played. I know that you guys have something rescheduled for tomorrow, but unfortunately, since coming home from St. George, schedule's been pretty bare for the guys.
Yeah, it's been a rough spring. Everybody knows that. Weather's been tough. Snow on the ground here has prevented us from even practicing on our field one day yet. So we've had games canceled, and then some games we had scheduled at other places. As you mentioned, we were supposed to go to San Juan and Moab this weekend, and they've just received so much rain down there in the last couple of days. And, of course, you know, their fields were pretty wet anyway. So those games are canceled. We got rained out up at Cypress last week. Provo this week with the snow they had was canceled. So it's been a miserable spring as far as weather's gone. So I think we've had five or six games now canceled. We are going to sneak one in tomorrow. We're going to go up to Cypress and play tomorrow afternoon, and then we start our region play next week. And so it's region plays here, and unfortunately for the guys, we haven't had a big chance to play a lot of games other than what we got down in St. George last week.
Yeah, unfortunately, more games have been canceled than you guys have played. And what makes it even more difficult from a coach's perspective is we are 1 month away from the final region set of the year against UAB. I mean, it does not give you a lot of time to fine-tune things.
No, it doesn't give us a lot of time to do anything. And, you know, we got 1 week out of that where the guys will be on spring break through high school. And so for one solid week there, you know, we'll be without practice or whatever. But, you know, the biggest thing is we went down, we played some games in St. George. We've seen things, obviously, we need to work on now being outside, and you want to come home and work on them. And, you know, we've been back in the gym every day since we got back from St. George. And this will be the first day, actually, we're going to practice on our park and Helper. We spent about 4.5 hours out there yesterday, you know, throwing snow over the fence and trying to clean stuff up and raking dirt to turn it over to dry out. And, you know, hopefully when I get out there today, we can actually do some practice on it. I know we're still a few days away from, you know, having the snow gone and a lot of other things. But the frustrating part is just not being able to practice and work on the things that you know you need to work on. Besides, you know, not playing the actual games, to me, the practice time right now is a bigger problem than not playing those games, because we just need to work on a lot of things.
Coach, we'll go back to St. George for a moment. Good competition. I mean, every year, every time you go down there, you know you're going to face good competition. So aside from some of the things that you had to work on, what were some of the positives that you took away from the St. George trip?
I take away a lot of positives. Like you mentioned, the competition was good. You know, we step up in classification every time we go down there. I think that's important for our group. I think it prepares us well. You know, we lost two-run ball games that we should have both won. We were right there. Bear River's always got a good squad. Coming off a state title in basketball, you know they have athletes, and so they beat us 10-4. You know, the positives were just a lot of good things that I seen just everywhere from all levels. But what impressed me the most was probably the three freshmen that I did take with us on the trip. I thought they stepped in, did an excellent job pitching for us on the mound. They stepped at the plate, swung the bat very well, and played solid defense when they were in the field. So I really didn't know if they were ready for that level yet. I mean, you know, they are freshmen, and they haven't seen that level of competition, so you're a little bit worried about what they're going to do. And, you know, you make that old comment, well, they just don't know yet what that competition's about, so they don't think about it so much. Maybe that was the case. Maybe they weren't thinking about, you know, how good of players they were facing. And, you know, maybe some of my seniors were a little bit tight, knowing that this is their senior year, and they've got to maybe pressing things too much, knowing that they're the guys that we're going to rely on. And, you know, and I was a little disappointed in some of the things they did. But they are a good senior group, and I know they're going to rebound and be leaders. And when the time comes, they're going to be there when we need them. But I was impressed with our young guys. And, you know, we had some sophomores fill in, and the juniors, you know, played well. So, you know, even though we lost, and I'm a guy that, you know, wants to win every game that we play, you know, the whole purpose of going down there was, for one, to get outside and actually play baseball outside, which we hadn't done, and two, to see what we needed to work on. So I was really pleased with our trip, even though, you know, we went 1-3. You know, right now record doesn't mean as much to me as actually figuring out where we're at and what we need to work on.
I don't want to step too far away from playing the game of baseball, Coach, but also you guys were recognized for the charitable side of baseball as well. I know the team donated the most baseball equipment to a charitable organization that was associated with the tournament. That's always great as well. The kids were recognized for that.
Yeah, I was really proud of my guys, which, you know, I think the young men I have on my team and that I'm associated with, I think they're great human beings, for one. I think their parents are very supportive. You know, I know the kids aren't the only ones who donated gear. I know parents stepped up and grabbed stuff and donated. But to go down there amongst eight other teams and basically be one team that donated more than half of the items, you know, I was really proud of our guys. And it goes to show that, you know, we're not just here to play baseball. You know, there's a higher purpose in everything we do in life. And, you know, athletics is a great thing to prepare you for a lot of different things, a lot of challenges you're going to have in your life. But when you have kids around the world that, you know, are playing catch with a plastic cup instead of a glove, and, you know, you've got guys that are, you know, sporting around $400 gloves, I mean, it's good for our guys to get back and see, you know, some of the struggles that people have. And, you know, and we had a young man on our team last year that came from out of the States, and, you know, He showed us a lot of you know, a different culture of baseball, and I think that had a lot to do with our guys seeing that, you know, we're pretty fortunate here with what we have. We sit and complain that we're in a gym practicing, but these kids, you know, don't have a gym to practice in, don't have gear to practice with or anything. So we're pretty fortunate, and I was really proud of my guys for their effort and what they did. And to me, that meant as much as us going down there and even working, you know, on the baseball game itself.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Coach, let's move on and talk about what lies ahead next week. You've mentioned it. You'll start region play. Providence Hall on the road, that's going to be on March 19th, so that's a Tuesday. And then after that, really, I mean, region play is what's going to take up the bulk of the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, we start on the road with Providence Hall Tuesday. We get them at home on Friday, you know, and you're in full swing every Tuesday, Friday with region opponents. I am going to try and get some of these games that were canceled made up somewhere if we can, just so we can get more baseball in. But, you know, that's going to be kind of tough when you got your region schedule going. You know, one thing we did have set up this week was our baseball camp. I know that word had gotten out a little bit. I tried not to really put it out too much because I knew weather was going to be an issue, and we did have some kids show up at the park yesterday, you know, wanting to know where camp was starting, when it was starting, and we were out there working in mud and snow. But we're going to try and reschedule that to hopefully maybe a week in April. Again, just during the week where we can go from 4 to 6 and have it maybe take place of a practice for all the Little League teams. And so we'll try and keep people aware on that one. But I do want to get that one squeezed in because that's a good thing for my guys to let them work with these young kids. They enjoy that. I know the young kids enjoy getting out on the big park and helper and working with these high school kids. And, you know, you kind of see their eyes light up. So that's a great thing. And we're going to try and get that snuck in there somewhere again. And we'll try and keep everybody up to date. But, you know, region play is here. We talked about the week of spring break. That'll take up a week. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the first week of the state tournament and, you know, and what's going on there. So time really flies by here. And, you know, we just need to do the best we can the next few weeks to prepare ourselves for that.
I know, Coach, that you haven't had a lot of time, so things have kind of had to be set off what you have seen as far as practice, especially practicing in a gym. Give me some insight as to what the pitching rotation will look like for this team once we get rolling with region play next week.
Man, I was hoping you could tell me what my pitching rotation was going to look like because, again, it's been tough. I mean, we wanted Adrian Sanchez to be one of our starters, but I think I'm going to move him to a closer-type role for us, somebody to come in and close the door for us. It was something he did a great job as a sophomore. Nathan Richens is probably going to have to be a starter for us. Braxton Bennett is another starter that, you know, is going to see that time. Honestly, we have a lot of pitching. I mean, again, I'm blessed this year with a lot of guys who can pitch. I do not have a left-handed arm, which, you know, drives you crazy as a coach to not have a lefty to bring out there to change it up. But, you know, the guys we do have, Caleb Nelson is a junior who's going to see time out there again for us. I mean, you know, we have a lot of arms. Colin Lewis, again, at the varsity level. These guys are all going to have to pitch by committee. And, you know, I thought that was kind of what we did last year, and we made it work and was successful. And, again, we're prepping all of our guys to pitch by committee. If it takes 3-4 guys to win a baseball game, then so be it. I mean, we don't need one guy to go out there and dominate a game for us. And honestly, we don't have that. We don't have a guy that I'm just going to hand the ball to and say, here, go win us a game. And I really don't want that either. I want our team to be involved. I want everybody to contribute. It keeps you on your toes when you know that, you know, balls are coming at you on the infield and that we got to score runs in order to win games. So, you know, I'm excited about our pitching staff, even though I don't know how it's really going to play out yet. I mean, we just haven't had enough games to kind of figure out what role we have. And some of those freshmen showed me a lot down in St. George that they're willing to step in any situation and throw strikes for us. And, you know, one of those could end up being a starter. I just don't know right now. But, you know, again, the pitching by committee thing, especially with the pitch count rules, you know, the way they are, you know, if we can keep as many live arms out there as we can, I think that's better for us in the long run. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, Coach, it is always great to get you in and get an update as to how things are going. I know the younger kids, the underclassmen, they're in Emory right now as we speak. And, again, tomorrow the varsity team will be on the road to take on Cypress.
Yeah, hopefully this weather is going to start staying nice for us and we can get, you know, get into some baseball stuff. We've been cooped up for too long, and I know everybody's ready to start getting outside doing things. And so hopefully we can update you next time on how actually some games and when have something to talk about. But I do appreciate getting in here, Jordan.
Definitely. And I know it's difficult for the fans to kind of find a rhythm as to get into the spring sports season. I can't imagine what it's like. It's difficult for me as a media member, so I can't imagine what it's like for you as a coach or the kids as players.
It's pretty frustrating, and, you know, especially for my senior guys. I mean, we're taking games off the calendar for them, and, you know, they want to play. I mean, this is their last year, and, you know, I feel bad. That's why I'm trying to make up as many of these games as we can. But ultimately, you get to a point where you just can't squeeze them all in and have enough arms to make it worthwhile. Then you don't want to put yourself in a situation when region play rolls around that you don't have the arm you need to throw. So, you know, one thing I will mention, that I'm not a big Facebook guy, but we do have a Carbon Baseball Facebook page. You know, I know a lot of people, you know, look at that page and whatnot. So any of the fans out there, you know, I try and post if our games are canceled or if we're rescheduling them, or try and keep you up to date as much as we can on what's going on with our Carbon Baseball program. So, you know, by all means, get on there, you know, start looking at that and hopefully keep up. And we'll try and post that camp again when we get a date put together. And so, you know, anything we can do to keep people updated on how things are going and get as many people out to watch us play as possible. So, you know, it's baseball time again here in the Castle Country area, and we know that's a big sport for everybody. And so you know, we hope everybody makes it out to the park and can support us.
Definitely. Coach, thank you again for the time.
Thanks, Jordan.
We have all been there. You get hurt at work, it's nothing big, so you brush it off and go about your day thinking, I'll just take it easy tonight. That little hurt at work turns into a big problem at home and work. If you get hurt at work, report it to your supervisor, visit your doctor, and request treatment at Castleview Physical Therapy. They know how to get you back on your feet to full strength, helping you get back to work after an injury. Castleview Physical Therapy, inside the Jeff Manley Wellness Center, next to Castleview Hospital.
Accounting, agribusiness, business administration.
USU Eastern now offers 24 bachelor degree programs right here at our local campus.
English teaching, elementary education, family life studies, health education and promotion, history, human development and family studies, liberal arts, management information systems, marketing, mathematics education, psychology, recreation resource management.
Visit usueastern.edu for more information. USU Eastern, small enough to care, big enough to get you places.
At Emory Medical Center, patients are like family. They offer the most comprehensive care around, including on-site x-rays and lab work, helping you get quality health care at one convenient location. Emory Medical now has extended hours to better serve you. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Fridays, 7 till 5. To make an appointment with one of the trusted providers, please call 381-2305. Emory Medical Center, your friends, your neighbors, your providers.
You know, after my divorce, my credit really went down the tubes. I'd been trying to build it back up, but it never seemed to work out until I decided to talk to the people at Auto Farm. They had a huge selection of vehicles I could afford, and they helped me get a loan with payments I could afford. Now I'm driving a dependable vehicle and getting my credit back in check. Thanks to Auto Farm, they can do the same for you. Go in and see them today at either location, on Main Street next to Sutherland's and just off the hospital exit on Highway 6.
Auto Farm, we'll make it happen.
Accounting, agribusiness, business administration.
USU Eastern now offers 24 bachelor degree programs right here at our local campus.
English teaching, elementary education, family life studies, health education and promotion, history, human development and family studies, liberal arts, management information systems, marketing, mathematics education, psychology, recreation resource management.
Visit usueastern.edu for more information. USU Eastern, small enough to care, big enough to get you places.
Is your smart TV smarter than you? Or how about all those devices and streaming options? It all seems a little complicated, right? Actually, it's easier than you think. Emory Telecom is here to help. Their trained professionals will come to your house free of charge and help you set up your new streaming devices and show you how to use all those devices and apps. Watching your favorite shows just got a whole lot easier with Emory Telecom. Give them a call today at 613-9605. Let Emory Telecom hook you up. Is your smart TV smarter than you? Or how about all those devices and streaming options? It all seems a little complicated, right? Actually, it's easier than you think. Emory Telecom is here to help. Their trained professionals will come to your house free of charge and help you set up your new streaming devices and show you how to use all those devices and apps. Watching your favorite shows just got a whole lot easier with Emory Telecom. Give them a call today at 613-9605. Let Emory Telecom hook you up.
Are your child's immunizations up to date? At Gagan Family Medicine, they know how important it is to your child's health to make sure they are receiving their vaccinations on the correct schedule. Take a look at your child's record today. If it's time to catch up or if you have questions about what vaccines they need, give Gagan Family Medicine a call today. They are accepting patients in both the Huntington and Price office, and you can get in quickly with a provider to get your child's immunizations on track. Give them a call today at 613-2200.
Bye. accounting, agribusiness, business administration.
USU Eastern now offers 24 bachelor degree programs right here at our local campus.
English teaching, elementary education, family life studies, health education and promotion, history, human development and family studies, liberal arts, management information systems, marketing, mathematics education, psychology, recreation resource management.
Visit usueastern.edu for more information. USU Eastern, small enough to care, big enough to get you places.
Welcome back to Carbon High School Baseball here on KOAL 750 AM, 107.3 FM. Tonight here at the USU Eastern home field here in Price, the Carbon Dinos battling Providence Hall in Region 14 play. As we take a look at the standings, by the way, I'm joined by Lauren Miller here today. Lauren, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thanks, Sonny, for letting me hop on with you. It's an exciting day for baseball. Finally, the weather's clearing up to play.
Getting a little warm enough to start playing ball, huh?
Yeah.
So taking a look at Region 14 standings, Juab is 2-0, Union 2-0, Carbon is 1-0, Delta 0-2, Providence Hall 0-1, and American Leadership 0-2.
Yeah, last year Carbon was the region champs, and they really took care of business down the stretch and had some really good baseball being played last year that led them to the second place at the 3A state championship. But they won the other day against this Providence Hall team, 15-7. They'll try to get the win at home. They won that game on the road. So we'll see what happens today. It should be an exciting day for them to get this region going.
Yeah, Carbon had a 7-3 lead in the sixth inning, but Providence Hall scored four runs to tie the game in the final frame. Carbon came out ahead 15-7 to go 1-0 in conference play.
Yeah, it's always good to start out conference, especially with their season they're having so far. They started the season 1-4. And with the weather, and we heard in the pregame conversation that Jordan had with Coach Cisneros, they really struggled to have some games on their schedule that didn't get rained out. And it's good to see that they're playing at home because they'll have a lot of family here and friends to finally watch them. I'm excited to see the new faces on this team because last year they graduated quite a bit of pitching and some great players such as Cody Lowe, Zach Bradley, Nate Olson. Those players aren't here, but there's some freshmen that I see in their starting lineup.
So we got a lot of different faces for Carbon this year.
Yeah, lots of different faces. Something, but they have a good core of players. That's one thing that I like about the Carbon baseball program is that they definitely help these kids from freshmen right as they enter Carbon High, all the way through senior year. They've worked with them, and so there's people ready to go. When one person leaves, another one's ready to go. I mean, this year they have Ty Anderson returning. He was an all-conference, all-region player. Colin Lewis was a mainstay at third base last year until he got hurt down the stretch, but made DH role towards the end, but he's at third. Adrian Sanchez returns. Anthony Jones behind home plate is one of the best catchers at high school level you could probably get in 3A. But some of the new guys that were on the team, probably not starting every game, but you have Braxton Bennett at second. He made some great defensive plays, and it was cool seeing him evolve last year.
Speaking of Ty Anderson, he finished 2-for-5 against Providence Hall the other night with the team-high 2 triples to go along with 3 RBIs, so he had a good start in region play.
Yeah, Ty Anderson, who will be playing on this field as a collegiate athlete next year for Coach Scott Madsen here at USU Eastern, he's a guy that also can do some things in the infield. He's a leader. Very mature in his ability to lead his team and to make plays when it matters. In the state playoffs, he gets on base and he runs. He's smart. He's a smart runner on the base pass. That's what you need to get runs. And he's been a 3-year starter. This is his third year as a starter. So it's always good to have a good shortstop as well. That is the prime position in baseball. And I think the Dinos will be okay this year at that left side of the infield.
Against the Providence Hall Wednesday night, Braxton Bennett also launched 3 singles at 5 at-bats and brought in 3 runs.
Yeah, Braxton, last year I went to a lot of Carbon games, and just for some reason he always would be that person that's like, no matter where you put him, he was going to be a solid player. And, kind of a utility guy, but it looks like on the roster he's just playing second this year. And as a right-handed pitcher, so we might see him get some more time on the mound with pitching turnover this year for the Dinos.
So let's run the go ahead and do the starting lineup for the Dinos today here as they battle Providence Hall in their second region game.
Well, Keaton Rich, a freshman, starting pitcher on the mound for the Dinos, will be leading off. Ty Anderson, a shortstop, batting second. Braxton Bennett at second base, batting third. Colin Lewis at third, batting cleanup. John Zamatakis is in left field, center and batting fifth. And Caleb Nelson, a junior, is at first base, batting sixth. He's a bigger guy. He's a basketball player. In center field is Adrian Sanchez. Sanchez also pitches, like we learned in the pregame, is that Coach Cisneros wants to see him in the relieving spot coming in late at games. Another freshman at the eighth spot, Jordan Fawcett. Carbon Dino fans will recognize the Fawcett name. His older brother, Cole, plays at Dixie State and was an all-conference player at USU Eastern and at Carbon. And he's batting in the eighth spot. And then Anthony Jones is batting ninth. He's a catcher. He's a returning starter. Very solid defensive catcher. And in the right field, who's not batting but will be playing the field, is right fielder Cooper Shade. Let me see here. Cooper Shade's a sophomore. So Shade, Fawcett, and Keaton Rich are underclassmen that are getting some early playing time in their Carbon Dino career.
So Keaton Rich on the mound for the second region game for the Carbon Dinos here at USU Eastern's home field here in Price, Utah. We are ready to get underway and stepping up to the plate, Ben Morales. He will be the first batter for the Providence Hall Patriots. Coming up after Ben on deck will be Nolan Beck, and we are ready for the first pitch here of the ballgame. Keaton Rich pitching to Ben Morales, senior. And the windup, and we are underway in the first pitch. Strike one. 0-1 on the batter.
You know, I sit here, and he's a freshman. You think about it. Like, I wasn't. This is varsity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick thrown into the fire.
Second pitch of the ballgame. There's a pitch, and it's fouled away. 0-2 on the batter. So Keaton Rich ahead of the batter as the first batter comes to the plate for this afternoon. If you just joined us here on KOAL, it's Carbon Baseball, Carbon Dinos in Providence Hall, second region game of the season. There's the windup and the pitch. And it's fouled down the third base line, so it's still 0-2 on the batter.
I like it's great to see this baseball game happening and not have it rain out. I think this helps get into a rhythm. You know, pitchers have pitch counts, rotations, and it's good to play at home as well.
Let's hope the weather continues to stay the way it is now. The pitch in the dirt, be a ball. So one ball, two strikes on the batter. Carbon playing straight up here on this first batter at the plate for Providence Hall.
And, you know, Providence Hall was a good basketball season. I believe they won region for
3A,
region 14. And maybe some of their athletes will be on this baseball team, and we'll see. Maybe some will play just as well.
Pitch for Rich is strike three, and the first batter goes down on strikes. So strikeout number one for Rich. And up to bat now for Providence Hall will be Nolan Beck. Nolan, he is a shortstop and a pitcher. He's a senior. So strikeout number one for Keaton Rich. And he gets the sign, winds up, and there's the pitch. Strike one. Keaton off to a good start.
Yeah, I like this kid. It's the moment's not like he's not scared of the moment right now. I mean, kind of your home region opener, and he's throwing strikes.
Wind up, 0-1. Strike two, swing and a miss. So 0-2 on the batter, and once again, at both batters, Keaton has got ahead of the batter. Makes it a lot easier on the pitcher.
Oh, yeah, and also it makes it easy for the offense coming up to bat, having a pitcher on defense that's going to set you up for easily to get a lead. I mean, just great start for the Dinos with back-to-back strikeouts.
Strike three, and that's two outs.
Last year, Carbon had Cody Lowe and Zach Bradley and Nate Olson pitching, and Triton Abeta pitched a ton too, and they've had to replace. Those are some big arms, some big names that have been in the program for a while, and having a freshman like this is really great to have a good start like this.
Taylor Marshall, the batter. First pitch by Keaton to Taylor, strike one. Keaton continues to put the ball over the plate, throwing lots of strikes here the first three batters of the ball game. Wind up. Pitch. High, LB ball. So it's 1-1 on the batter, Taylor Marshall. Marshall, he's a senior, plays second base, first base, and pitches. 1-1. Wind up in the pitch by Keaton. Hit to the first base. First baseman will keep it. Tag out. Three up, three down. So the Dinos, after a half of inning, they take care of Providence Hall. Three up, three down. No hits. No errors, no runs. After a half inning, Providence Hall zero. Carbon zero. We'll be back.
News Talk KOAL's Jordan Buscarini covers all the pros and lots more, like high school and college teams.
Straight away three ball. God! Phillip Winston for the top of the key.
These are the sports that are closest to home. When you've got a guy like Jordan, you can cover it all. Drive Time Sports.
Here we go, here we go!
Weekdays from 4 to 5 on News Talk. 107.3 FM, 750 AM, KOAL.
At Emory Medical Center, patients are like family. They offer the most comprehensive care around, including on-site x-rays and lab work, helping you get quality health care at one convenient location. Emory Medical now has extended hours to better serve you. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Fridays, 7 till 5. To make an appointment with one of the trusted providers, please call 381-2305. Emory Medical Center, your friends, your neighbors, your providers.
Welcome back to Carbon Baseball. Here at the home field of the USU Eastern is where this game is being played. Weather conditions and field conditions, they are playing here today. Hopefully the weather holds up, but right now it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. And, you know, I've watched a lot of games for Carbon last year, and they've really, one of their calling cards of last season was they would put up a ton of runs in the beginning of the game. And then sometimes they would give up a couple, and then they would just seal the deal and actually end the game in innings, like ending in five. And so let's see if they get up to a hot start again like last year. They have Keaton Rich leading off, a freshman leading off and pitching, two very important roles on a baseball team.
So Cam Toy, the right fielder and pitcher, he will be the starting pitcher tonight for Providence Hall. He's a junior. Up the bat, as you said, for the Dinos, Keaton Rich, the pitcher. He had a great first inning.
Yeah.
Pitching.
That's a good start for anybody.
The pitch, strike one, right down the tube. Nice pitch by Cam Toy. So it's 0-1 on the batter, Keaton Rich. There's the pitch. Strike two. Swing and a miss.
And I mentioned earlier that they're a pretty good base running team, Carbon, if... with the guys they have on their team. Pretty good base runners. These jerseys are wearing white pants and white jersey. I want to see some dirt on it, some sliding, because this dirt's kind of muddy.
Here's a hit to the shortstop, and Keaton Ritz will run it out. No play to first base, and he is on. So the first batter to walk up to the plate for the Carbon Dinos gets a base hit to first base.
And that's why shortstop's such a critical position. It's super... important to make routine throws like that. It looks like the shortstop dropped it when he slipped up to pick it up.
Shortstop, senior Ty Anderson up to bat for the Dinos. Had a good game Wednesday. Ty, the 5'7", 125-pound senior. As you said, he'll be playing for USU Eastern next year on the same field.
Yeah, he signed earlier in the fall, and it looks like Coach Cisneros put a pinch runner, Nick Olson.
Nick Olson comes in for the pitcher who got the base hit to first base, so pinch runner will be Nick Olson on first. Anderson at the base. Throw to first. back in plenty of time.
Yep, sorry.
No, you're good.
I was going to say, Nick, I remember watching Nick last year. He got some run in the playoffs, and that experience is valuable going into replacing several seniors.
Pitch, ball, steal to second base, and he'll make it. Ball goes into the center field. Good backup, however, by Providence Hall, and the runner stays at second, so Olson with the steal to second.
Yeah, good heads-up play by the second baseman to be there behind, because if the second baseman wasn't there on time, we're seeing a ball go in the outfield, and I see Olson going to third, but Olson had a great jump on that.
The pitch to Anderson. Strike. Nice pitch. 2-2 is the count on Anderson. Olson takes a lead on second base. Pitcher looks back. There's the pitch. High ball to Ty Anderson. Once again, these two teams played Wednesday night. 15-7 was the final score. Carbon came away with a win. 1-0 in region play. Here's the pitch. Strike.
Yeah, this is 2-2 right now. Ty has speed, so anything can get him on base.
Pitch is high. That was actually 3-2.
Oh,
they
wow.
will walk Ty, so Ty will take first base. So we got runners on first and second for the Dinos. And up to bat for Carbon, Braxton Bennett, excuse me, the senior, 6 foot. He also had a good game against Providence Hall the other night.
Yeah, and going back to the beginning of the 3-2 round, the scoreboard is not operating.
Right.
And so we have to pay attention to the home plate umpire.
And we're not at a really good angle to see strike one on Braxton.
But the weather's nice and we have electricity, right? So we're here for Carbon baseball.
Yep, we are. Pitch. Ball. The ball's outside. So it's 1-1 on the batter. Carbon has runners on first and second. Rich got the base hit to get this started to first base, and he was pinch run by Olson. So Olson's on second. Both runners running, fouled away. Back into the backstop, the foul ball goes. Runners will go back to first and second. Looks like Carbon's going to be aggressive on base running.
Yeah, and they were last year, and so far this year, it's kind of hard with the weather, and so this is good opportunity for them to get some live action in. And but like I said, last year they were a great base running team. They always found ways to get runs across. They capitalized on a lot of fielding errors of the other team. They knew they were very good at, had a good eye at the plate for getting on base with walks.
Catcher and pitcher had a little meeting at the mound. Catcher back behind plate, and we're ready to go. Looking at second base, he'll step off the bag. Runners go back to first and second. So game's kind of slowed down a little bit here. After the two runners on base, there's a pitch fouled away.
Yeah, and for Cam Toy and Providence Hall, they're gonna want to get these. They want to get a pop up out, or just to stop the bleeding, I guess, because if Carver can easily score like a hit like this.
Hit to second base. Runner at second will be safe. Throw to first. Safe. Runners are safe all the way around. That was a close play at first base, but runner's safe, so we have bases loaded for Carbon.
Yeah, Bennett's a great athlete, so it was very close. We actually were really close to their angle, and it was really good.
Waiting for the pitch. Bases loaded. There's the pitch. High. Ball one.
Yeah, Colin Lewis is at the plate, and last year he moved to DH for the season because of a back injury. And he, multi-sport athlete for Carbon, all-state fullback for the Dino football team, and started on the basketball team, and he pops this one up behind.
Goes foul. And out of the park. Foul ball.
Yeah, this is a This would be a good opportunity for Providence Hall to get a double play here, just to allow not multiple runs to score.
Pitch, strike.
And Lewis is out. Or he's, it's a strike, excuse me.
Strike two. Strike three. Strike three, you're right. He's out. So one out for the Dinos as Colin Lewis strikes out, coming to the plate for the Dinos. Zamatakis. And all these names I remember from basketball.
Yeah, Zamatakis is a starter for the Dinos, played most of the year.
Little hit back to the catcher, throw the first out, runner will score for Carbon. Olsen will score. Runner at first is out, so we got runners on second and third now for the Dinos, but they will score. So it's 1-0.
Yeah, and that was kind of it was really good play because it was a hit that no one really could get to except the pitcher or catcher, and it was a slow roller.
Pitches a ball. 1-0 on the batter.
And Caleb Nelson. Very good.
Hit the shortstop. Throw to first. In time. Three outs.
Yeah, bang, bang, bang for Providence after letting the runners all on the bases.
On the bases, Carbon comes away with one run. So, after one inning of play, it's the Dinos 1. And Providence Hall 0. You are listening to Carbon Dino Basketball right here on KOAL 750 AM and 107.3 FM.
We have all been there. You get hurt at work, it's nothing big, so you brush it off and go about your day thinking, I'll just take it easy tonight. That little hurt at work turns into a big problem at home and work. If you get hurt at work, report it to your supervisor, visit your doctor, and request treatment at Castleview Physical Therapy. They know how to get you back on your feet to full strength, helping you get back to work after an injury. Castleview Physical Therapy, inside the Jeff Manley Wellness Center, next to Castleview Hospital.
Accounting, agribusiness, business administration.
USU Eastern now offers 24 bachelor degree programs right here at our local campus.
English teaching, elementary education, family life studies, health education and promotion, history, human development and family studies, liberal arts, management information systems, marketing, mathematics education, psychology, recreation resource management.
Visit usueastern.edu for more information. USU Eastern, small enough to care, big enough to get you places.
Carbon Dino Baseball here on KOAL 750 AM and 107.3 FM. Dinos in Providence Hall, region play, top of the second inning. Rich had a fantastic first inning. And the pitch, strike. Throwing nothing but strikes right down the tube.
Yeah, he's setting the tone of the game. He's throwing. It's always great to just get ahead in the count so early. It gives confidence to the pitcher and the catcher.
Hit down the left field line. They're going to call it foul. Boy, that was close.
Oh, yeah.
And that was extra base hit right there.
Yeah, he was going to second no matter what because it bounced. It would have bounced. If it would have let a foot or two, it would have bounced and then went over into foul territory, and it would have made Zamatakis chase it down.
There's the windup and the pitch. That would be a ball. 1-1 on the batter.
And I guess for Rich, it's a good thing that his catcher has a lot of experience because catcher-pitcher dynamic is so key to getting wins in baseball.
Swung, fouled away. 1-2 on the batter, Wolfley.
Who's a freshman himself.
Yes, Rhett Wolfley. Plays pitcher, first base, third base. Rich with the windup and the pitch. High ball.
Yeah, as soon as I mentioned how good he was at throwing strikes, he's had back-to-back balls right there. And see if he can get out of this funk.
Rich. pitch. Be a ball. Batter ducks out of the way. It'll be a ball for Rich. Rich falls behind on the batter. It's the first time he's fallen behind on a batter so far in the game. See how he reacts to this. There's the pitch, and it is... they're going to call it a strike. And they do. So that's a strikeout. Strikeout for Rich. That'll be his second strikeout of the ball game.
Yeah, and it was... you know, the Carbon Dinos last half inning had runners bases loaded, and they only could get one run, but just that one run makes a difference for the next inning. Because the way Rich is pitching, it might be a game like that where they're great pitching and low scoring.
Pitch. It's fouled away right over the top of us, and it'll go out of the park. So 0-1 on the batter. Out of play. So 0-1. Rich with the windup. Here's the pitch. Hit to second base. Grounder. Fielded by Anderson. Throws over. Out. Nice. Out number two. Nice play out in the defensive infield by the Carbon Dinos.
Yeah, and you can see the dirt kind of fly up a little bit. Set his feet. Made a great play. I watched a lot of U.S. Eastern baseball over the weekend, and there were some problems over there and not connecting from short to first for those easy outs.
Toy the batter. There's the pitch and a foul ball. Foul down the first baseline. Goes out of play. 0-1 on the batter as Rich, once again, ahead of the batter. And it just, like I said, it makes it so much easier when you get ahead of the batter. Pitcher has more control over the situation. He's done a good job so far in the ball game. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. Ball 1-1.
Yeah, and as a freshman, and you have so much nerves and you have so much going on, and getting used to the rules, getting used to the speed of play, to have any advantage possible is just great.
Pitch. Fly ball down first base. It's going to go foul, out of play. Be strike two now on the batter. Cam Toy, the pitcher. Rich gets the signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike.
Third strike out of the game.
Third strike out of the ball game, and that'll be the end of the inning for Providence Hall. So once again, after 1.5, the Dino's up 1-0. You're listening to Dino Baseball right here on KOAL.
You know, after my divorce, my credit really went down the tubes. I'd been trying to build it back up, but it never seemed to work out until I decided to talk to the people at Auto Farm. They had a huge selection of vehicles I could afford, and they helped me get a loan with payments I could afford. Now I'm driving a dependable vehicle and getting my credit back in check. Thanks to Auto Farm, they can do the same for you. Go in and see them today at either location on Main Street next to Sutherland's and just off the hospital exit on Highway 6.
Auto Farm, we'll make it happen.
Is your smart TV smarter than you? Or how about all those devices and streaming options? It all seems a little complicated, right? Actually, it's easier than you think. Emory Telcom is here to help. Their trained professionals will come to your house free of charge and help you set up your new streaming devices and show you how to use all those devices and apps. Watching your favorite shows just got a whole lot easier with Emory Telcom. Give them a call today at 613-9605. Let Emory Telcom hook you up.
Carbon Baseball on KOAL 750 AM, 107.3 FM. Dinos will be taking bat now as the bottom of the second inning. As you said, while we were during the break, you were just talking about the freshmen and how Carbon continues to just reload with quality players all the time.
Yeah, and I have to attribute that has to you have to give credit to Coach Cisneros and the Legion Baseball, in the Little League system. He has a good relationship with the Little League system, and kind of not like a farm system, but the Carbon County has great baseball Little Leagues. And seeing these kids not go from JV as a freshman into varsity, but go straight to varsity and making a difference, that has a lot to do with the parents and the coaches in this Little League system and the Legion baseball teams in this area developing these kids early and getting opportunities to play early on varsity in high school.
Sanchez, the batter for Carbon, pitches a ball.
Yeah, last year Adrian Sanchez got quite a bit of playing time and on the mound and at the plate. He pitched in the state playoffs, I believe, against Manti or Richfield. One of those two games, he had a solid performance en route to state title game berth.
So Toy throws a strike and then a ball. Wind up in the pitch, and it will be fouled away. I believe that's going to stay in play. And it is. It's caught by the catcher. Nice play by the catcher for Providence Hall, and that will be out for Carbon.
Yeah, Rubio Hernandez, it looked like he was going towards us a little bit, looking up towards this way, towards us. We're along the first baseline above the dugout for Carbon, but he made a good play. And those are the type of outs that, you know, you're trailing. You need to get those 1-2-3 outs, and those are huge to get pop-ups.
Fawcett, the batter for Carbon. Pitch by Toy. Ball inside. 0-1.
I'm excited to see Fawcett play. Last year, he would come to most of the games watching, and he would go to his brother's, Cole's, games for USU Eastern, and, you know, it's just hype. It's not quite, you know, this big hype, but just like, I'm just curious to see how it is, because they're a pretty big baseball family, the Fawcetts are.
Pitch by Toys is a strike, 2-1 on the batter. Fawcett, there's the pitch, and that one's short up home plate into the dirt, so it'll be 3-1 on Fawcett.
Yeah, he's a freshman.
Another freshman, 6 foot, 170-pound freshman at the plate. There's a hit down the middle, over second base. That'll be a base hit. Fawcett will get the first, and he'll stay there. So, runner on first base for the Dinos.
Yeah, and he bats in the eighth spot, and with one out, it's pretty impressive to get that out, and then have the leadoff hitters have the ninth man, and the leadoff hitters coming up with only one out.
Throw to first, runner gets back. Carbon taking the lead on first base. Anthony Jones, the batter, the senior, there's a pitch and a ball.
Yeah, Jones, I'd like to see me personally, I'd like to see him make a lot of impact at the plate. Defensively, he's pretty solid.
Pitch fouled away to the backstop. Runner back to first for Carbon. Second baseman, shortstop will come in, have a little conference with pitcher.
Maybe talk about some double play situation to end the inning to get out of it without allowing a run like they did last inning.
Jones, there's the pitch. Hit back to the pitcher, hits the pitcher, and it goes in between first and second base out into the outfield. Runners will be on first and second.
Yeah.
Strong hit back to the pitcher.
It looked like it glided his stirrup, and he just couldn't recover to get it. And good, well-played ball. And I honestly thought that Fawcett could have turned and gone to third because it went all the way almost in the right field. It did go in the right field, but he stayed at second. So two men are on, and it looks like the coach for Providence Hall is going to come out and talk and say, hey, what's going on with this infield?
So runners on first and second for the Dinos.
And it looks like number 14.
Pinch runner for the Dinos.
That typically happens with when a catcher in play. It looks like we don't have a number for number 14. Unfortunately, you know, we roster changes, players move up, players move down, players get eligible, but I don't see it, Sonny.
We'll see if we can get a name.
And it looks like Toy got some warm-up pitches because they're just checking to see if he's okay, because it did hit his foot, his ankle.
That was a line drive, yeah. It went off of him and it went into the outfield, so it was hit hard. That was a hard-hit ball. Back at him, runners on first and second for the Dinos. Rich, the batter, as they bat around now, they start back up to the top of the batting order.
And this is where Carbon did damage last year. They would get guys at the bottom of the lineup to get on base, and then you have guys with some speed at the top clear the bases with well-positioned hit.
Hit batter there, so Rich will go to first base. We have bases loaded now for the Dinos. So bases loaded, good situation for the Dinos. Up to bat, Ty Anderson, the shortstop, senior. Pinch runner for the Dinos. Olson will come on pinch run on first base for the Dinos. So bases loaded, they all take a lead. Here's the pitch. Ball. 1-2 Anderson. So here's the situation right here where Carbon can really take advantage and get an early, very comfortable lead here in the second inning. Pitch. Line drive back to first. They go to home over the top of the catcher. Runner will score. One run comes. Two run comes in. Runners stay on first and second. Two runs for the Dinos. That'll make it 3-0 Carbon.
It was a good play by the first baseman to throw home to eliminate that run from happening. But just a little bit too high as it got the top of his glove. It looked like he caught it, but it just was too much mustard on that one.
Runners on first and second for the Dinos. Bennett comes to the plate, right-handed batter. Runners take a lead. Here's the pitch. Fouled away. It'll go over the backstop. 0-1 on the batter, Braxton Bennett.
So there's two on right now. We haven't seen much hits go into right. I'd like to see a right field hit here.
Pitch, low ball, 1-1 on Bennett.
Yeah, Bennett last year played a little bit everywhere, and I remember talking to Coach Cisneros after a game and told me that he liked what he saw at different positions. He made defensive plays and played to the plate that really helped the Dinos win a region title last year.
Pitch and a swing, strike, runners advance. So we have runners on second and third now for the Dinos. They both advance on that strike.
And we've seen a couple of shaky receptions from the catcher. A pass ball would be terrible at this point.
Hit back to the pitcher, holds the runner on third, throw to first out. Got the runner in second in trouble now. Runner from third, going to go home. He'll be tagged out at home plate. Holds on to the ball.
And that was a huge collision by Olson to the catcher. It looks like the catcher's holding his shoulder.
Yeah, he's on the ground. That'll be out number three, and the Dinos will end that second inning with a 3-0 lead. We will be back. You're listening to Carbon Dino Baseball right here on KOAL, 750 AM. And 107.3 FM.
There are a million reasons to smile. You just landed that big promotion, seeing an old friend, getting a great report card, or how about braces from Hillstead Orthodontics? Let Hillstead's experienced, friendly staff help you smile ear to ear. Hillstead Orthodontics offers a free consultation, affordable payment plans, and they accept most insurance plans. You deserve to have the smile you've always dreamed of, and it's within your reach with help from Hillstead Orthodontics. Give them a call today at 637-2222 and schedule your free consultation today.
With four kids and each of them with their own busy schedules, it seems there's never time for date night. So my husband and I started a new tradition, lunch at Big Mo's. Since our schedules revolve around the kids after school, we decided our lunch break is our time to reconnect. And what better place than Big Mo's? Their salads are refreshing and full of flavor. Order a half-pound burger and fresh-cut fries and you'll be full all day. Or how about their delicious sandwiches like turkey bacon avocado or savory French dip? We love Big Mo's and we love our lunch dates. Find them on 700 East Price.
Back here, Carbon Baseball on KOAL 750 AM and 107.3 FM. Carbon Dino Baseball here at USU Eastern's home field here in Price, Utah, is where this game is being played today. The Dinos come into the region play 1-0. They beat this Providence Hall team 15-7 Wednesday, and here they are Friday here in Price playing as the clouds start to break up a little bit, and I think we're going to be able to play an entire game.
Yeah, and I actually, after this broadcast, have to go to the fairgrounds for a softball, usually a softball game, and I'm happy because they keep pushing the games back. They have lights over there. Here, there's no lights. So they're going to try to get this thing done before we had to break that huge collision at home, and the catcher got up and was able to walk it off.
So Rich, the pitcher, still for the Dinos. Going into the third inning, Dinos with a lead.
He's had three strikeouts so far, doing well, creating opportunities for easy outs and just kind of what you want from a young pitcher.
Sophomore Jalen Dale at the plate. Wind up in the pitch. Low, ball one. 1-0 on the batter. Dinos trying to go to 2-0 in region play with back-to-back wins over Providence Hall. As they said, they defeated Providence Hall 15-7. Got the bats going late in the game as Providence Hall made a run. Come away with a 15-7 win. Pitch number two to the batter is low. It'll be ball two, 2-0.
And right now, Juab is 8-1 in the region, and Union's, or 8-1 in total, and 2-0 in region. Union is 2-0 as well in region. So those two are always really tough teams, and the Dinos will see them soon. And I think if a win today, they're all tied for first.
Wind up in the pitch by Rich. Ball.
And during break, there were some frustrations in the dugout over that I could hear about base running, and we could have seen a much bigger lead than 3-0.
Pitch fouled away over the backstop.
Yeah, Providence strikes. Hall. Providence Hall is 1-3. They're in Harriman, Utah. Their basketball team won the region, and they've given up 35 runs given in this game overall this season. So they've struggled getting outs, and you can tell already.
Lined up by Rich. That ball's low, and that'll be a walk. So to first base will go Jalen Dale. So he'll be on first. So the leadoff runner gets to first base for Providence Hall.
And with the sun coming out and the dirt hopefully gets a little drier so you can try to get a double play and no one gets hurt.
Lopez up to bat for Providence Hall. There's a pitch, and it is fouled away. It's going to go out of play just over the backstop. Thought that ball was going to stay in play for the catcher to make a play on it. Just out of play. Strike one. 0-1.
Yeah, it did look like that, Sonny, that it was going to stay in play. But it hit the roof of the grandstand.
Runner on first for Providence Hall. Rich looks over. Lead off by the base runner, and there's the pitch. Strike. Swing and a miss. Min a miss for Providence Hall. Once again, lead off on first. Rich looks over. There's the pitch. Strike. Strike three. Swing and a miss. So another strikeout for Rich, and he continues to add up with the strikeouts. That's four now in the ball game.
Yeah, he got the runner, got the batter swing through that one, and just great stuff by Keaton Rich.
So leadoff on first, there's a pitch into the dirt. Runner thought about going to second base, decides not to, goes back to first. Chase Marshall, the batter, second base and pitcher, he plays. He's a sophomore. Rich looks to first, holds the runner close. Throws to first, and he's back safe. Trying to keep that runner honest.
Yeah, and it changes the game plan if they can get the out at first. It makes this a two-out batter.
Pitch, and it'll be a ball. That ball was low. That was close.
Yeah.
That was a close pitch.
Yeah, and, you know, there's some pitches that are really close. It just all depends on the umpire. Every umpire is different.
Pitch, and that's going to be a ball.
Good play by Jones to keep that ball from not getting by him so the runner doesn't advance. That's just experience and good awareness and strength behind home plate.
Rich falling behind to Marshall here. Lead off front first. There's the pitch. It's going to be high and a walk. So Marshall will walk. He will be on first. We got runners on first and second now. We got Dale on second. Marshall on first. Two runners on.
Yeah, and there's only one out. A base hit here could bring a runner home and cut the lead for the Dinos.
Pitch. Hit into left field. High. Fly ball in the left field. Caught. Runners will hold first and second. Nice deep shot by Morales, but filled it out in left field by Carvin. And that'll be out number two for Providence Hall.
Yeah, Zamatakis got under it and tracked it well. And he avoided, we see in baseball all the time, there's sometimes these routine catches you don't track well and they fall out of your glove or you're not in the right place. That could have been easily two runs almost for Providence Hall, but good defensive awareness. And the sun's not too bright either, and he's got sunglasses on, I think.
Yeah.
So that will help.
Nolan Beck, the batter, left-handed batter, senior. Pitch and a strike to Nolan Beck. Runners on first and second. Playing to the right, it looks like, on Beck being the left-handed batter, and they're playing that way. There's the pitch. Strike.
Good bounce back after, a walk and then a hit that was pretty good hit by Providence Hall, but was an out. 0-2 in the count for Rich.
Carbon on defense playing strong to the right side. There's a swing and a miss. Strike three. And Providence Hall will leave runners on first and second. So after three innings, it's the Dinos 3 and Providence Hall nothing. You're listening to Carbon Baseball on KOAL.
If someone was to ask you what sounds better, synthetic or regular, even if you don't know, synthetic always sounds better. The same applies to bowling lanes. What's that? You've never heard of synthetic bowling lanes? Well, Gateway Lanes has just installed synthetic bowling lanes. The same lanes you see the pros bowl on. I could go on. But you need to see these new lanes for yourself. So if you're an avid bowler or even a casual one, you need to experience bowling on a synthetic lane. Stop into Gateway Lanes and experience these new lanes for yourself.
Accounting, agribusiness, business administration.
USU Eastern now offers 24 bachelor degree programs right here at our local campus.
English teaching, elementary education, family life studies, health education and promotion, history, human development and family studies, liberal arts, management information systems, marketing, mathematics education, psychology, recreation resource management.
Visit usueastern.edu for more information. USU Eastern, small enough to care, big enough to get you places.
So after the top of the third inning, it's 3-0 Dinos, and the Dinos batting Carbon Dino Baseball here on KOAL, 750 AM, 107.3 FM. Lewis up the bat for the Dinos. There's the pitch, and it's fouled away, out of play, over the backstop. 0-1 on Collin. Second pitch in the dirt before the plate, so it'll be ball. It'll be 1-1. Still pitching for Providence Hall, Cam Toy. He started the game. Here's the pitch. Once again in the dirt, so it'll be ball. Two balls and one strike on Lewis. 3-0. Cardman with a lead over Providence Hall. Bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. Way short of the plate that time. Didn't actually hit the grass, so that'll be ball. Ball three. So 3-1 count on Collin Lewis. Collin the senior, 6'2", 215-pound senior. Had a great football season, had a great basketball season. Baseball time now. There's a swing and a miss. 3-2. Full count on Collin. There's a pitch by Toy. Foul ball down the left side. Stays alive with the foul ball. Full count. Carbon Baseball right here on KOAL. Here in Price, we're at USU Eastern's home field. There's the pitch. Foul. No, it's going to stay fair. Third baseline. Throw to first base. And he is safe at first. He'll turn as the first if ball gets past first base. Collin will go to second. So Collin will go to second base. The throw was a little off, but we had a collision here at first base with the runner in first base. Nothing called. The ball goes into the fence. Collin will go to second. So we have a runner on second, leadoff runner in scoring position. For the Dinos. Pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Zamatakis. Batting. He's a right-hander. Right-hand batter. Got a runner on second base. Scoring position. No outs. Here's the pitch in the dirt. It'll be a ball. So Toy not getting the ball to the plate right now. He's bouncing everything there. Here's the pitch. That's strike. Zamantakis thought, oh, I'll watch that one go by, and he did. It's called a strike. Second base leadoff. There's a pitch. Hit into center field. Fly ball. It will be caught. And Lewis will go back to second base. Nice play out in the outfield for Providence Hall. Nice little pop out into the outfield. Nice fly ball play. Keeps the runner at second. So one out for Carbon. Nelson up to bat for the Dinos. Lewis on second. Takes a big lead. There's a pitch ball. Ball one. 1-0 on Nelson. Toy looks at second base. Goes to pitch. Once again, it's short in the dirt. Bounces to the catcher. 2-0. Toy's having a hard time getting the ball to the plate. Here's the windup in the pitch. Back up the middle. Ball hit hard. Fielded to first base and an out. Nice play. Very nice play by Nolan Beck. The shortstop makes the play. Throws it to first. Collin Lewis will advance to third. So the runner on third. Sanchez up the bat for the Dinos. As they hit into the gap, it's going to bounce to the left fielder. Colin Lewis will score. Runner to first. Nice little hit, base hit there by Sanchez. Run scores for the Dinos. It'll make it four. Fawcett up the bat for the Dinos. Toy the pitch. Runner on first for the Dinos. Here's the windup. Ball's high. Goes over the head of the catcher. Goes to the backstop. Runner will go to second. So Carbon has a runner on second now. Sanchez advances to second. Runner in scoring position for the Dinos. Catcher couldn't get to that ball. It was a fastball and it was high. Lead off for Carbon. Here's a swing and a miss for the Dinos. Fawcett with the miss. Swinging away. That was a hard swing that time. Toy looks at second base. There's the pitch. Fouled away. Foul to the backstop. Runner on second for the Dinos. They lead 4-0. Bottom of the third inning. Toy looks at second. There's the pitch. Hit back to the pitcher. He'll underhand it to first base, and that's how the inning will end. So after three innings, the Dinos lead Providence Hall 4-0. Excuse me, you're listening to Carbon Dino Baseball right here on KOAL.
A new floor can make a significant impact, and Sutherland's is here to make it even bigger. A new selection of tile has arrived, now offering some of the hottest designer trends in the market, all at 20% off. It's a flooring frenzy! Travertine, glass, ceramic, mosaics, liners, floor tile, wall tile. It's all 20% off. Select Shaw ceramic tile, starting as low as 99 cents per square foot. Sutherland's is your flooring headquarters with the best brands and the best prices. When you think flooring, think Sutherland's.
This is Dr. Kelly Jensen of High Desert Orthopedics. I know that a quickly treated sports-related injury will heal faster and get your athlete back in the game sooner and healthier. That is why my staff at High Desert Orthopedics is committed to making sure your injury is assessed and treated started within 24 hours of when you contact my office in almost all situations. So if your athlete needs treatment, call High Desert Orthopedics at 637-BONE. High Desert Orthopedics, the best care your athlete deserves.
Welcome back to Carbon Baseball here on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. Dinos with a 4-0 lead over Providence Hall. Rich will remain on the mound for the Dinos. And ready for the first pitch of the fourth inning, and there it is. It is fouled away. It's going to stay in play, I believe it is, and it'll be an out. Caught by the catcher, foul ball. So it'll be one out for Providence Hall. Marshall, the batter, fouls out. So it's one out. Wolf Lee up to bat now for Providence Hall. Top of the fourth inning, Carbon up 4-0. Rich pitching. Good job so far today. The first pitch is high to Wolfley. So it'll be one ball, no strikes for Wolfley. Rich, there's the windup and the pitch. Strike. 1-1. Wind up and the pitch. Strike. Swing and a miss that time by Wolfley. Wind up by Rich and the pitch. Strike three. Got him just watching. He watched the ball go by. Strike three. That will be an out. Up to bat for Providence Hall. Two outs in the inning here. Rich doing good work. Here's the windup. Bend the pitch. High ball. It's one ball, no strikes. Here's a pitch by Rich, and it is the hit out into right field, and it'll be caught by the Dinos. So that'll be out number three. So that was a quick inning for Rich and a quick half inning there for the Dinos. So after the top half of the fourth inning, the Dinos lead 4-0. You are listening to Dino Baseball right here on KOAL.
It's now easier than ever to get your new auto loan from Desert View Federal Credit Union. If you live in Emory, Carbon, or Grand Counties, you can become a member of Desert View Federal Credit Union and apply for your new RV, ATV, auto, or signature loan. Go to dview.org. It's quick and easy. Your paperwork can be mailed to you that same day. That website again is dview.org. Check it out today.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
At Desert View, it's all about you.
I can't tell you how much going to the dentist used to terrify me. I even avoided going to the dentist for 10 years because I was so scared. That was before I found Dr. Sean Leonard in Castledale. Dr. Leonard's chairside manner helps to ease my stress. Now I'm excited to go to my dental appointments. I can almost fall asleep while getting dental work done. Dr. Leonard specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, implant, extractions, and dentures. I highly recommend calling Dr. Leonard today. Call 381-2447 for an appointment.
Carbon Dino Baseball here on KOAL. This is the Dinos battle of Providence Hall in region play. Carbon 1-0. They beat this Providence Hall team 15-7 Wednesday. We now go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Dinos leading 4-0. Cam Toy still continues to pitch for Providence Hall. He started the game. He's a junior. Up to bat for the Dinos will be Jones. Anthony Jones will bat first for the Dinos. 5'9", senior, 140-pounder. Steps up to the plate for the Dinos. Up 4-0. Looking to start region play with a 2-0 record. Be a great way to start. Start with wins. Give your team some confidence. Jones the bat. Here's the pitch. Hit to third base, grounder, fielded to first, and out. One out for Providence Hall. Up to bat for the Dinos will be Rich, the pitcher. Pitched a great game so far for the Dinos. Top of the lineup for Carbon. Pitch, high ball. So one ball, no strikes on Rich. Nobody on. Bottom of the fourth inning. Dinos up 4-0. Here's a pitch, ball two. That was high. Good eye by Rich. So it's 2-0. Here's the windup. Pitch looks high again, so that'll be 3-0. So Toy falls behind to the batter, Rich. 3-0. Working quick. Here's the windup and the pitch, and it'll be strike, so it's 3-1. Three and one on Rich. The windup and the pitch. Ball four. So Rich will take first base. So we got runner on first base for the Dinos. We'll have a pinch runner as Rich will sit down, and coming in, Nick Olson. The pinch runner for the Dinos. And joining me, Chris Winfrey. Chris, pleasure to have you.
Happy to be here, Sonny. Sorry, a little bit late getting on the air, but excited to be here.
We had Lauren Miller help us halfway through, and then Now we've got Chris Winfrey with us. He was we did a lot of basketball together.
We did. We did a lot of basketball and, you know, been involved with Carbon football. So happy to be out here. This is my first love, Sonny.
Yeah, you love
I love this time of year. Absolutely.
Yes. Bottom of the fourth inning. Dino's up 4-0. Anderson, bat left-hander. There's a swing and a foul ball.
Fastball's coming in a little bit hot on him. It's just a hair late.
Anderson had a nice hit earlier in the ball game.
Two-strike count here, so with a runner on, try to cut it in half and see if you get something in play.
The windup by Cam Toy, the pitcher. No, he'll throw back to first base. He brings Olson back to first, trying to keep the base runner honest. Had
Olson,
no chance.
Olson not a huge lead there.
No.
As he's,
and he had no chance of getting him. It was a little, just a little off throw back
close,
to first,
right?
Trying to keep him honest. And here's the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball runner will go to second. Olson gets there. Ball goes into the outfield, but nice backup by Providence Hall. Keeps the runner at second.
I love that decision. Olson quick. Didn't get the best jump as he was a little bit close to the bag. The throw was errant as the pitch was a little bit outside. Catcher had to jump up and get it, and Olson's able to get into second.
Ty Anderson, left-handed batter. Ball goes into the dirt. Goes past the catcher to the backstop, and the runner will go to third. So Olson now to third, rounds third, and go back. He'll stay at third.
Now that decision to send him on that two-strike pitch, it looks like a genius decision because you move him into scoring position at second, and now he's right over 90 feet away at third base on that pass ball. That opens up a lot for a batter, too, because, you know, if I can get it in play, hit it over to the left side, I can move my runner in.
There's a nice hit by Anderson.
Hit one over.
That's going to go over the head of the right fielder. It's going to go to the warning track. Runner will score. Anderson runs around second, goes to third, and he will stay at third. So an RBI for Anderson as Olson gets home with the deep fly ball to right field, and it was now 5-0 Carbon.
Beautiful job, Ty, as he'd gotten himself into that count, realized he was going to get a pitch to hit with a runner at third base, sat on that fastball, drove it deep over the right fielder's head. Of course, you know, Ty, he's just getting comfortable playing on this field. He'll be here for a while, signed playing with USU Eastern next season for baseball.
So, Toy with the pitch, inside ball.
He's thrown a little bit behind him, actually. He's got to pull that bat down as that almost went off the bat behind him.
Braxton Bennett, the batter, senior, 6 foot, 140-pounder, right-handed batter. There's the swing. Connected. It'll drop into the gap right behind second base. Runner will score for the Dinos, and he will get at first base safely, and he will stay right there. And Anderson will score, and the Dinos now up 6-0.
Bennett doing a great job there as he got that pitch inside on his hands. He doesn't try to do too much with it, just fights it off. And, you know, with Ty Anderson hitting that deep ball, that actually set up Braxton's shot to be able to drop in as the outfield had to move back.
Braxton takes the lead. They throw to first. He gets back. Up to bat for the Carbon Dinos, Colin Lewis.
Action in the Providence Hall bullpen. They just had a pitcher over there warming up, heading back now.
Back to first.
Sometimes coaches get into situations where they're trying to give their relief guy some time, so you have your pitcher throw back a bunch of times.
I think that might be what we're seeing here. Lewis, there's the pitch. High ball.
You know Colin's going to be sitting fastball here as he's hoping to get something to hit. 340 over that fence, Sonny, out there in left field.
Lead off on first. There's the pitch. Lewis connects to right field. Fly ball. Could be trouble, and it's going to be foul. Just landed foul. Looked like it was going to be fair the whole time. Right at the end, it went foul.
Yeah, opposite way as Lewis takes that outside pitch and tries to shoot it over the right fielder's head. Right fielder playing deep, so they've done a little scouting work on Carbon here, knowing Colin can take him deep both ways. Surprisingly, though, the right fielder, deep center fielder, is sitting pretty shallow, so that opens up a nice big gap out there in right center.
So Lewis, runner on first, takes a lead. There's the pitch. Lewis connects once again, this time to left field. This is deep, and I think it's going to go over the head, and it does. Actually, that is gone.
Out of the park.
Out of the park.
We just talked about 340 feet over that fence. Colin hits one about 345 and clears that left field fence. Celebratory jump as the official signaled that that was gone.
So Bennett will score along with Lewis. Lewis gets the RBI with the home run. And all of a sudden, the Dinos are up 8-0.
That's the challenge when you have a guy that throws hard all the time, Sonny. Because if he doesn't have a good off-speed pitch that he can set up his fastball with as a batter, you sit back a step in the box, you sit fastball, you let it come to you, and you drive it. We saw that with Ty Anderson, and now we've seen that here with Colin Lewis as he gets a two-run shot over the left field fence.
I believe we're going to have a pitching change here for Providence Hall after that mammoth shot over
great.
Left field. You said that, 340, and right after you say that, bam. I couldn't tell if it went over the fence. That's a long ways.
That's a shot. The left fielder actually covered a lot of ground as he was playing fairly shallow. I thought it might go off the fence, for Colin, but instead that thing carries deep over that left field fence. It was a line drive shot, too. Didn't have a lot of air under it, just carried right over the fence.
Andrew Powell will be the pitcher that's warming up for Providence Hall. He is a senior.
The lefty. You come from the opposite side, the southpaw.
Providence Hall in their white pants with their blue shirts with red stripes and red numbers, sharp looking. Carbon today in their white pants, white shirts.
It's another hard thrower for Providence Hall. Doesn't change a whole lot then if you are the Carbon hitters. Throws a little curve ball there, got away from him, so we'll watch what he does. And you kind of wonder. Obviously, Carbon's a team that can hit the ball. They can hit that hard ball. So we'll see if they try to mix in some different off-speed pitches and see if they can catch the Carbon batters reaching a little bit. Not as cold as I thought it would be coming out here, Sonny. Not a sunshiny day, but we've got a little bit of blue sky.
When we first started the game, I was wondering if we were going to make it through the game. But as the game goes on, we see blue skies now. The clouds are starting to break up. I think we're going to be good to finish this ball game.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of mud, down the lines. Out of play, warning tracks, got some nice dirt on it. Infield doesn't look too bad as they've raked in a lot of dirt and things like that. In a situation like this, you worry mostly about the pitching mound, the batter's box, as they start digging deep. How soft is that going to get? And then around the bases, but so far it doesn't look too bad. We haven't had guys slipping and falling. John Zamatakis stepping in.
And the pitch for the left-handed pitcher is going to be high ball.
Zamatakis, a right-handed batter. It's a senior, 5'10", 130 pounds, also basketball player as well.
Yep.
Colin Lewis, your three-sport kid.
Yep. Here's the pitch. It's going to be low ball. So two balls, no strikes on the batter.
And this is smart coaching and as well as senior knowledge. When you get a guy that comes in bullpen, he's fresh, make him throw you a strike. You keep that bat back until he gives you something hittable. Right now, Zamatakis finds himself in a 3-0 count.
3-0 count. And Carbon has really, they've been ahead at on the pitcher all day long so far,
yeah.
And it's been the opposite for Carbon. Carbon's got ahead on the batter, so that makes a whole difference in the game. I mean, you're in control when you get ahead of the batter.
3-0 situation opens up everything for you. Strike zone becomes real tiny. Zamatakis draws the walk.
So four pitches for Powell and four balls. So
one out.
To first base goes Zamatakis. Up to bat for the Dinos, Nelson.
Junior Caleb Nelson, 6'3", 165. Another guy that's got the power if he gets a pitch he likes.
There's a strike by Powell, so that's the first strike for him. Maybe he can now get in the groove. You got to get that first strike in,
Well, and you could see Caleb Nelson, that was right down the pipe. He let that go intentionally, wanting to make sure they could see that first strike coming in.
Runner on first takes the lead. He looks over there. We'll throw to first. Runner back safe.
Not a great pickoff move for a lefty, He's got a lot of options, and Zamatakis doing a good job of keeping an eye on that left foot on the rubber. Watch what he does with that foot.
So there's the pitch. Caleb fouls the ball back over the backstop. It'll be a strike for Caleb.
Caleb was actually sitting fastball on that, and it looked like it was an off-speed pitch, and he kind of threw his hands out there to try to get it and fouled it off. So 0-2 count on Caleb Nelson.
Here's the pitch.
Potential double play ball here.
Second. And late on first. So the out at second, first base, Nelson will reach safely. Hit was to the second baseman. Nice field. Had a chance for a double play, just outran it.
Attempt on that 4-6-3. That ball actually not real hard off the bat of Caleb Nelson, so it would have had to have been a perfect transition from second to shortstop. Shortstop bobbled a little bit coming out of his glove. Nelson beats it down the line.
Sanchez up to bat. There's a hit into center field. Deep fly ball, and it will be caught almost at the warning track, and that's how the inning will end. So we have played four innings, and it is 8-0. Carbon with a lead over Providence Hall. We'll take a break, and when we come back, more Carbon Dino baseball right here on KOAL.
Mommy, I don't feel good.
Oh, I think you have a fever. I'll call the doctor right away.
No, Mommy, I hate going to the doctor.
Don't worry, honey. I'm going to take you to see Mommy's friend Janice at Pine Top Medical. She's a mom, too, and she knows exactly what to do to help kids like you get feeling better. There's nothing to be worried about. I go see her myself when I'm feeling sick.
You do?
I do. Call and make your appointment today with Pine Top Medical's newest nurse practitioner, Janice Pitchforth. Call 637-5690 today.
How lucky would those players be if they got to come home and climb into bed on a Serta mattress like ours?
Seriously? That's what you're thinking about right now?
I can't help it. Every time I climb into this bed, I'm reminded how glad I am we bought a Serta. Best sleep of my life.
Well, I can't argue with you there, but can we get back to watching the game?
Bill's Home Furnishings is the oldest and largest Serta dealer in central Utah. Go in today and see how you can get a better night's sleep with Serta and Bill's Home Furnishings. Find them on 300 East in Price.
Welcome back. Carbon Baseball here on KOAL. The Dinos battling Providence Hall. They are 1-0 in region play. They beat Providence Hall Wednesday 15-7. Back-to-back games against Providence Hall. And tonight, so far, Dinos up 8-0 going into the fifth inning.
Keaton Rich on the mound for the Dinos.
He started the games, pitched very well. Up to bat is Powell, the left-hander.
Keaton Rich with good power, but also has the ability to mix in some off-speed pitches.
Pitch is away.
You know, as a coach, you get to this point in the inning, your pitcher's, he's worked through the batting order a few times. He should be comfortable. You just don't want to have him trying to overdo things. Team's got a good lead. Settle in. It's okay if you make a mistake here or there. Don't try to force too much. With an 8-0 lead, you got a good defense behind you. You just put it out there, throw your good stuff, and then trust your teammates behind you to make plays.
Pitching a swing miss. That'll be a strike. And Rich winds up. There's a pitch. That's going to be low, it looks like. Call that a ball?
Yeah, we're up above that, so the angle's not the best, but that looked about at the knees, if you ask me. Providence Hall with some action in their bullpen as well.
2-1. The windup for Rich and the pitch. Pop up into the infield, fielded by the third baseman, and it'll be out. Lewis with the catch. One out for Providence Hall.
It's Dino team with a lot of veteran guys out here, juniors and seniors. Young guy obviously on the mound, and great opportunity to get young guys work early on in the season here. But
Lauren, that earlier in the broadcast, he was commenting that, you know, Carbon's got a lot of freshmen that can play.
They do.
And Carbon continues to just
develop.
Yeah, here's a hit. Line drive into the outfield. It's going to be a base hit. Problems filling it. He'll stay at first base, so a base hit for Providence Hall.
Cooper Shade playing the bounce there. Took the right angle on that ball, got it coming in. And early in the season, you can see they just recently, it looks like, aerated the lawn. So they got all those little lumps out there. So you're going to get some bad hops. Did the right job getting the ball in front of him, playing it off his chest, getting it in, holding him to just a single.
Jalen Dale with the base hit. He's on first base, takes a lead.
Infield
Rich looks
to
over.
Double play depth.
Here's the pitch. Looks like outside ball. One ball, no strikes.
Yeah, the Carbon coaching staff, the way the city develops baseball players in this town is just amazing. It's like having a farm team. You just you know they're coming up, and by the time they hit ninth grade, you're ready to get them out here on the varsity team.
throw to first base. Keeps the runner honest. He gets back safely. Rich looks over. Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
Strike.
Great curveball. Got the batter, right-handed batter. Got that ball coming. He ducks thinking it's going over his head. Drops that right in for a strike. It's a beautiful pitch.
He definitely had the batter confused
on
that pitch. Runner on first takes a lead. There's the pitch. He'll go into the dirt before the plate, be a ball. Runner stays at first.
I like that decision, though. You got him on that curveball. Throw another off-speed pitch, this time off the outside corner of the plate. Great job by the catcher knocking that down, keeping it in front of him. Try to get him to chase. He doesn't know what to expect at this point. Hope to see if you can get him to chase something.
2-1 the count.
See if he goes a little bit high on a fastball here.
Here's the pitch. Fouled away at the plate. 2-2.
He did go fastball. Batter was a little late.
Jaden Lopez, the batter for Providence Hall.
Two balls, two strikes. Runner on first. One out in the inning.
Rich looks over at first. Runner with the lead. Not a big lead. And into the dirt once again.
That's a good situation. As a pitcher, you got a 2-2 count. You know, you can try to waste an off-speed pitch. That one in the dirt, a little bit too far out in front, so batter doesn't chase. Now you got a 3-2 pitch. We'll see if they attempt to go hit and run here in a 3-2 situation, try to stay out of the double play.
Full count. Here's the pitch. Ball.
Ooh, just
that
inside.
That looks close. They're going to call a ball. So we got runners on first and second now for Providence Hall.
It's one of those hanging curveballs he thought was going to break a little more than it did. It was a close pitch from here. We'll have a little meeting. His catcher comes out and talks to his freshman pitcher. Just let him know the situation again. We're in a good pit. We're in a good position here. 8-run lead. Don't worry about it. Just throw pitches. You've got a good defense behind you. They also might be talking about the possibility of, you know, what do we want to do on a pickoff move here if they try to send both runners.
Top of the fifth inning. Carbon up 8-0. Trying to go 2-0 in region play.
Coach Cincinnati's out to talk to his infield. You can see they're having a little bit of discussion here. So, again, maybe what are we going to do in certain situations? It's tough in these spots because if you're looking to do a pickoff move to second to keep that runner close, keep him out of scoring position, the other infielders need to know where do we rotate to for double plays, who's taking the throw, are we going to try to cut it early, what are we looking for? So, everybody... No, we will have a pitching change. So he's going to switch it up. And senior Ty Anderson going to the mound. And Keaton Rich will take over for him at second, or at shortstop, So just a player switch here.
So early on, we have three teams that are haven't lost yet here in Region 14. We got Juab, that's 2-0, Union 2-0, and Carbon 1-0.
Providence coming in 0-1. As they've, at this point in the season, scored 15 runs, allowed 7. Carbon, the exact opposite of that, as they've scored 15. Add 8 more to that now, and still only allowed 7.
Now, Providence Hall's only 1-3 overall. They haven't really played a lot of games.
No.
Carbon, they are 2-4.
Played some tough early competition, though. You know, Coach Cincinnati's wanting to give his guys some work against some difficult teams, which is a good thing, especially in baseball. You know, I think... you know, other team sports maybe sometimes lend themselves to giving your guys wins early and getting confidence. But baseball, you want to see those really hard pitchers. You want to see those guys that have someone who can throw it in the high 80s, maybe even low 90s, if that's out there. And you want to see guys who can really swing the ball. Helps your pitchers and your batters, you know, open up their zone a little bit and have a better feel for what's going on.
Well, Juab, they've played 9 games.
Yeah.
So they've played a few more games than everybody else.
8-1 on the season so far.
Season.
Pitching-wise, they're doing really well as they've only allowed 17 runs in 9 games. You're talking less than 2 a game.
So Ty Anderson will take the mound for Carbon. Rich will take Anderson's place at shortstop.
So top of the fifth, 8-0 Dinos. One out, runners on second and first at the plate. For Providence Hall is Chase Marshall, sophomore, second baseman.
So, runners on first and second. Anderson looks at second. Watches the runner. Here's the pitch. Strike. Right down the tube. Strike one. So it's 0-1.
Expect to see Ty keeping everything low in the zone, trying to get a ground ball here, see if he can get a double play and the inning.
Anderson, once again, looks off second base. Here's a pitch. Here's a grounder to shortstop. Nice field, takes the second, overthrows, goes into the right field outfield. Runner will score for Providence Hall. One comes in, one rounds third. Coming to home, throw at home, he'll be safe. Runner stays at first. So two runs score for Providence Hall.
Neither of those runs earned, as that was on a throwing error there. By Keaton Rich. Great job, Keaton Rich. Made a nice play. Obviously, again, he's ranging to his left to keep the runner close. Batter hits it back to his right, goes over to his knees, slides down to pick it up, and then tries to throw from his knees to get the play at second. And, you know, young guy, so it's one of those situations as the coaching staff, you talk to him, look, situationally, knock it down. We're okay. We load the bases. We keep ourselves in it. And instead, the throwing error provides two runs for Providence Hall.
Runner on first. Here's a pitch. Strike. Morales, the batter.
Now the Providence Hall coaching staff choosing to keep the runner at first and not send him on the throw from Cooper Shade from right. So keep the double play in check for the Dinos here.
Pitch by Anderson. Here's a grounder to third. Ball's muffed and runners will advance to second. We have runners on first and second.
Hard hit ball.
Lewis just couldn't come up with that ball. That was a hard hit ball to third base.
One of those ones where you're not sure how you score that, whether you score that as an infield hit or an error. But your third baseman in the hot corner are used to those balls coming at you hard. Lewis does a good job getting down on it, at least knocking it down. Looked like it took a hop off the palm of his mitt there, high off the mitt.
Left-handed batter Nolan Beck, the senior, up to bat for Providence Hall. Xanderson steps off the...
Cooper Shea, the right fielder, now playing back a few steps is Nolan Beck, the senior big batter in there.
Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball down the
go out of play.
Right field line. It goes out.
Ty took a little bit off of that. Beck expecting a fastball and a little bit ahead of it, but you could see got the head of the bat out on it. So, again, you wonder here, how much do you keep your first baseman close to the bag, or do you move him out to take away a little of that space in the infield? Is Braxton Bennett having to play over?
Pitching a ball outside by Anderson.
We've got some sunshine out there, Sonny.
Sun's coming out for a minute. Anderson working quick. Looks at second base. There's the pitch.
Straight pitch right there. Just on the inside shade of the plate, right about thigh level. The way Ty works, I really appreciate in pitchers. He's confident. He knows what he's doing. Gets a sign from his catcher, delivers the pitch, not taking a lot of time.
Full count. Anderson looks second base. There's the pitch.
Got him swinging.
Strike three. Swing and a miss. So out for Anderson. Runners on first and second.
Chooses to go with a little bit of, it looked like a split finger pitch from here. Starts out in the zone, drops down underneath, and he just throws his hands out there and reaches two outs. So now it kind of opens things up. Outfield can play regular depth. Infield can play where they are. You can see Caleb Nelson, the first baseman, now is not going to hold the runner on because we won't have to worry about a double play situation.
Taylor Marshall will be the batter for Providence Hall. He's a senior.
Umpire's talking here. As the Providence Hall coach was asking the home field umpire, he's upset about something.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think what they're saying is when the catcher tagged him, hit the ball in his right hand, he tagged him with the glove. The ball was not in the glove when he applied the tag. I think that's what the question was about, is that he tagged him without the ball.
Without the ball. So Marshall, right-handed batter up to bat for Providence Hall. Runners on first and second, both take a lead. Anderson looks off second base. There's a swing and a foul ball.
Clarify for our listeners, on that pitch, the ball actually did hit the dirt. Catcher scooped it up, so officially the runner needs to be tagged out to score it as an official out.
So strike one.
It was on his person. Tagged him somewhere. He's had the ball in his hand, tagged him, attached to his body.
I've seen that call actually a lot in baseball where people question, hey, do you have to tag him with the ball? Nope, just has to have the ball in his hand and tag him with your body.
Anderson with a pitch. That'll be ball. So it's 1-1 on the batter. Taylor Marshall.
Anthony Jones behind the plate. Senior catcher. You can see that as he's done a great job keeping balls in front of him in the dirt.
And the windup for Anderson in the pitch. That's going to be a strike. That's a beautiful pitch. Strike.
Framed so well by the catcher, too, as he just keeps that glove right there, makes the call easy for the umpire.
1-2.
Nothing makes you feel better as a pitcher, though, having a catcher you know can get stuff in the dirt, loosens you up a little bit.
Runners on first and second, they both take a lead. Here's a pitch and a swing and a miss, strike three, and the inning will end. Providence Hall got two runs, though, on that on the top of the fifth inning. So
Anderson comes in, he strikes out batters, but there was an error on the hit, gives up two runs.
After the top of five, it's Carbon 8, Providence Hall 2. We'll take a break. You're listening to Dino Baseball right here on KOAL 750 AM and 107.3 AM.
Mommy, I don't feel good.
Oh, I think you have a fever. I'll call the doctor right away.
No, Mommy, I hate going to the doctor.
Don't worry, honey. I'm going to take you to see Mommy's friend Janice at Pine Top Medical. She's a mom, too, and she knows exactly what to do to help kids like you get feeling better. There's nothing to be worried about. I go see her myself when I'm feeling sick.
You do?
I do. Call and make your appointment today with Pine Top Medical's newest nurse practitioner, Janice Pitchforth. Call 637-5690 today.
How lucky would those players be if they got to come home and climb into bed on a Serta mattress like ours?
Seriously? That's what you're thinking about right now?
I can't help it. Every time I climb into this bed, I'm reminded how glad I am we bought a Serta. Best sleep of my life.
Well, I can't argue with you there, but can we get back to watching the game?
Bill's Home Furnishings is the oldest and largest Serta dealer in Central Utah. Go in today and see how you can get a better night's sleep with Serta and Bill's Home Furnishings. Find them on 300 East in Price.
Back Carbon High School Baseball here on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m. Through the top of five, it's 8-2, Carbon up over Providence Hall. Bottom of the fifth inning now, pitching for Providence Hall, Andrew Powell. He's the lefty, batting for the Dinos at bottom of the fifth inning. Jordan Fawcett.
Another freshman coming in. Again, we have a great group of young guys to pull from here.
Wind up in the pitch. Fouled away over the backstop, 0-1. I want to thank Lauren Miller for doing the first half of the ball game today. Kind of had a split crew here. Lauren stepped in
for
the first half of the game. I want to thank him for that. And then Chris taking over. It's a pleasure to have you, Chris, here.
Love it, Sonny. Glad to be here.
Here's a pitch, outside ball, 1-1.
We got done with basketball season. I wonder if we're going to do any more sports this year, so I'm excited. Great opportunity for me to come out and watch some Carbon baseball.
1-1, here's the pitch.
Good eye, Fawcett. Ball. A little bit outside.
2-1.
Fawcett, a pull hitter. You can see as he right-handed batter, kind of twisting those hips open a little bit. If he can get something, drive it down that left field line.
Pitch is high. That pitch got away from him.
You can see him smiling.
Yeah.
Just a bit outside.
Just a little bit.
Bob Uecker there, right? Colin Lewis looks like he might be going down to the bullpen.
There's the pitch. Nice fly ball into center field. That will be caught. And one out.
Looks like he might. That pitch a little bit off speed. Fawcett gets his hands out in front of it. The bat head a little bit late coming behind him. And he fights it off and just carried a little bit farther.
Like catching to center field, so one out for Carbon. Bottom of the fifth inning, they lead 8-2. Providence Hall had two runs there in the fifth inning. Here's the pitch by the lefty, and it will be strike.
Catcher Anthony Jones up to bat for the Dinos. Senior catcher.
Dinos have scored in every inning. The pitch and a hit. into the gap between third and shortstop. It'll be a base hit for Carvin.
Great job, Anthony Jones, sitting on that fastball. Fights it off, drives it right between the third baseman and the shortstop. Is the third baseman playing even with the bag? So he has to range to his left.
Rich up to bat for Carvin. He started the game pitching today for the Dinos. Did a great job.
Yeah, did a great job. Pitched basically five, you know, just five and a third scoreless. The two runners that scored will actually be given to Rich as he put them on base. I guess it depends on if they scored them on error, I guess. So
first pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Pitch number two to Rich is high. It'll be 1-1.
Great patience by these Dino hitters. Pinch runner coming in.
Pinch runner for the Dinos. Throw to first.
Tyler Wright.
Tyler Wright.
First base. It's a junior.
So they throw to first base, trying to keep him honest, trying to keep him close.
Tyler, a speed guy, too, so good situation for runner. He's going.
Steal in second, and he's out. Nice throw by the catcher.
Providence Hall guessed they went pitch out. Rich throws the bunt sign up there, but it was a high and outside pitch. And that's one of those chess matches you have between your coaches there. And good throw. They laid the tag. Throw hits the catcher's glove right there in the base path.
Perfect throw. Here's a fly foul ball coming right by us.
Sonny.
I am not catching that.
Sonny goes duck and cover, and I'm sticking my hand out wanting to catch it. So I'm that guy that grew up baseball field trying to catch him with my bare hands. So
Either way,
first baseman makes the catch. They're out of the inning.
They're out of the inning. So we played five innings, and it's 8-2. Carbon with a lead over Providence Hall. We'll take a break when we come back. Top of the sixth, Dino Baseball right here on KOAL.
Polaris, Can-Am, Kawasaki, Yamaha, or any other brand. It doesn't matter which brand of side-by-side you think is the best. Bent Metal Off-Road can outfit you with what you want on your side-by-side. Bent Metal Off-Road specializes in custom cages to keep you and your rider safe, full windshields to keep the wind and bugs off your face, and they're dealers for all the top aftermarket suppliers in the industry. Visit BentMetalOffRoad.com or stop in to see them at their shop off of Highway 6 in North Helper.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
You're right. My farmer's truck, fire insurance, exchange, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call me, Billy Vigor, at 637-3077 or visit me online, BillyVigorInsurance.com.
Carbon Baseball here on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. Dinos lead after five innings, 8-2 over Providence Hall. Region play, Region 14 play, Dinos 1-0 in region play. They defeated Providence Hall Wednesday 15-7. Top of the sixth inning.
Colin Lewis in on the mound. Other changes is you've got Keaton Rich over at third base. Ty Anderson, after just pitching for two batters, goes back to shortstop. As far as I can tell, everybody else stays where they were, Sonny.
Rhett Wolfley, the batter for Providence Hall, right-handed batter.
Big, tall catcher, I believe.
A freshman. And Colin Lewis with his first pitch of the ball game at the top of the sixth, and there's the pitch, and it will be ball. So 1-0 is the pitch count on Wolfley.
Lewis, the senior, three-sport guy, in on the mound. hard-throwing right-hander.
And the pitch, ball two.
Just a little bit low. It's one of those ones where you've got to figure out your umpire strike zone. Is some guys are knees and up, some guys will give you the upper shin. Just depends on the particular guy behind the mound, behind the plate.
Pitch, ball three. So 3-0 is the count. Lewis looking for his first strike.
Top of 6, 8-2 Dinos.
Wolfley will watch, and it'll be strike. 3-1. He was taking that all the way.
He was, and the umpire a little slow making that call. Wolfley getting ready to toss the bat. It was a strike all the way through.
Lewis with a windup. Here's the pitch.
This
it'll
one
be a ball.
Must have been a little bit outside. Gets ball four.
So Wolfley.
And they're going to immediately, Providence Hall immediately going to a speed-up runner here.
Coming in to run will be Cedric Quinney, Jr.
Junior. So at this point, Providence Hall, obviously you're down six here in the top of the six. So wouldn't surprise me at all with a pinch runner to see them be a little bit aggressive. So we'll see how Carbon chooses to pitch here. If they're okay giving up a ball on a pitch out to try to catch the runner.
So Lewis with the windup, there's the pitch. It will be ball. So 1-0 is the count. No outs, runner on first base for Providence Hall, 8-2. Carbon with the lead, top of the sixth inning. Carbon has scored in every inning, but the last inning was the only inning they haven't put runs up. Here's a pitch by Lewis. Strike 1-1.
Good pitch there. Infielders at double play depth. Caleb Nelson holding the runner on. Quincy, not a huge lead at first base.
Lewis looks over at first.
About a step and a half.
There's the pitch. Strike.
Great off-speed pitch, Colin Lewis there.
1-2.
See the batter smacking his helmet thinking, oh, why'd I let that go? Now he's behind in the count.
Pitch, here's a hit. So the shortstop fills second base out, goes for the double play. He'll be safe at first. Ball gets away from first. First baseman gets stuck in the fence, and the runner will stay at first base.
Yeah, that one got wedged right in the fence. Caleb Nelson laying out for that on the relay as Braxton Bennett had the runner sliding in on him, so he threw a little bit hard. Ball went to the right of the bag. Caleb Nelson laying out for it and then jumping up. The runner on first, Josh Boynton, he looked like he was ready to take off. Coach is yelling at him, get back here, get back here. Preserving the run there. Or the runner.
Looks over at first base. Throws the first.
He's got a nice big lead.
Tried to make the pickoff. Gets back to first base. Does the runner. Lewis.
Andrew Powell, the lefty, up to bat for Providence Hall.
Pitcher that came into the ball game. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Previous play, that ground ball to Anderson. It was a chopper, took quite a few hops. Anderson had to run in nearly to the infield to field it and try to make the relay over to Bennett at second.
Pitch is a strike by Lewis. One and two, the count, I believe.
Runner first, a little bit smaller of a lead here.
Pitch by Lewis in the dirt. Nice save by the catcher. Runner will stay at first.
You can see the experience there behind the plate. As soon as that ball looks like it's hitting the dirt, drops to his knees. He's not trying to backhand it. Drops to his knees. Play that off the chest protector. Keep it in front of you. Keep the runner on.
2-2. The pitch count. There's the pitch by Lewis. That's going to be a ball, and it's going to 3-2. Full count.
One out, full count. Runner on first. 8-2 Dinos in the top of the sixth.
Lewis looks over at first. Gets the sign. There's the pitch.
Slow. Oh, must have been a 2-2 count.
2-2.
2-2 count, so full count
now.
My
bad. So it's 3-2. Now it's a full count.
It's a good spot for that pitch in a 2-2 count. A little bit low and inside on the hands.
Wind up for Lewis in the pitch. Foul down the left side. Out of play.
Stays full count.
Stays full count. Runner comes back to first.
Stinking off-speed pitch. Dinos go with the fastball. I wouldn't mind seeing another fastball here again. He was a little bit late on that one. See if he gets something just off his off the outside part of the plate, getting reach for it.
Lewis with the pitch. It's going to be ball four. Powell will take his base. We got runners on first and second now for Providence Hall. Coming up to bat, Jalen Dale.
Jalen Dale, a sophomore.
He got on base last time he came up to bat. Runners on first and second.
We're going to move Braxton Bennett over second baseman on the infield, taking away the right side. So coaching staff must know he's an opposite field guy up to plate. Up to the plate.
Pitch is high ball, 1-0.
One out. So Ty Anderson now going to play a little bit closer to the bag from the shortstop spot. Braxton Bennett shifting over, playing right in between second and first base and signaling to Cooper Shade, watch out for the right side.
Both base runners take a lead. Here's a pitch by Lewis. Strike. 1-1.
Lewis has been able to get some good spots there, is hitting those corners. Runner on first with a decent lead. Second base runner a little close to the bag, surprisingly.
Pitch by Lewis. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out.
It's a tough call there, especially because the batter started bailing out before it even crossed the plate.
Top of the sixth inning, 8-2. Dinos with a lead over Providence Hall. Lewis on the mound right now for the Dinos. Looks at second base. Winds up. There's a pitch. There's a foul ball. Down the left side, out of play.
Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at first and second for Providence Hall.
Providence Hall scored two runs in the last inning. That's the inning they got their two runs that they've got in the game. 8-2. Lewis looks at second base. There's the windup in the pitch.
High and inside.
Full count.
Sometimes as a pitcher, you realize you have a pitch to waste in a 2-2 count, but instead of wasting that one, just go right at the batter and, again, trust your defense to make plays behind you.
Lewis looks at second. Wind up. Here's the pitch. Ball.
Low.
So ball four. We have bases loaded now for Providence Hall, and coming up to bat,
Coach Cincinnaro is going to come out and have a conversation with his senior pitcher.
Jaden Lopez will be up to bat for Providence Hall with
looks
bases loaded.
Looks like a pitching
loaded.
Change here as Caleb Nelson's going to come in and hand in his first baseman's glove. And there will be a pitching change. So Colin Lewis, Caleb Nelson will change places. Lewis will take over at first base. Nelson to the mound. Obviously, Colin not happy with his performance. Pitched well, just got deep into the count and couldn't quite find a spot when he had those full counts. And he wasn't, first batter, obviously, put him on early. He got the opportunity at the double play ball there. Couldn't turn his defense behind him. Tightens up a little bit, but he's able to deliver some nice pitches to those batters. Just credit Providence Hall batters as they were patient in a situation where they felt like they could let some pitches go. They were going to make Colin be perfect with his pitches. They let some pitches go by that, I probably would have swung at, but they were patient, let those pitches go by, and now they've got the bases loaded, one out.
So Nelson will come in to pitch for the Dinos. He'll be the fourth pitcher of the game for Carbon.
Keaton Rich goes five and a third, and Ty Anderson comes in, finishes off the top of the fifth. Colin Lewis coming in here in the top of the sixth, and he faces four batters, one out, no runs, a couple of walks.
Caleb Nelson will take over for pitching chores for the Carbon Dinos. They're up 8-2.
Nelson, the big 6'3 junior. And I've watched Caleb Nelson. Obviously, we've seen him a lot in basketball, but if I know Caleb, this is his first love out here is baseball. This is a kid who was born with a baseball in his hand.
We always bragged about in basketball season how he loved playing down in the paint.
Yeah. He's got an opportunity here to help his team out if he can get a ground ball as the infield's going to play corners in. Yep, one out, so corners are going to play in, try to take away anything to the plate. We'll see. Dinos, obviously, anything up the middle, second. Middle infield is going to be double play depth. They're going to try to turn the double play, get out of the inning. Corners are going to play up. Nope. Actually, it looks like they're going to move corners back, even with the bag.
Nelson with the windup. Here's the pitch. Strike.
Oh, coach is willing to concede the run to try to get that double play by moving those corners back.
0-1. The count. Bases loaded. One out for Providence Hall. Carbon up 8-2. Top of the sixth inning. Nelson. With the windup, here's the pitch. Here's base hit. A hit to second. Out at second, go to first, double play.
Exactly what they needed there. Ball right to Ty Anderson. Takes that one hop over to Bennett. Bennett delivers it to Lewis at first. 6-4-3, double play. Dino's out of the inning.
Double play ends that inning, ends any threat that Providence Hall has. They'll leave three runners on base. So after the top of the sixth inning, it's 8-2, Carbon, with a six-run lead over Providence Hall. You're listening to Dino Baseball right here on KOAL, 750 AM and 107.3 FM.
You know, after my divorce, my credit really went down the tubes. I'd been trying to build it back up, but it never seemed to work out until I decided to talk to the people at Auto Farm. They had a huge selection of vehicles I could afford, and they helped me get a loan with payments I could afford. Now I'm driving a dependable vehicle and getting my credit back in check, thanks to Auto Farm. They can do the same for you. Go in and see them today at either location, on Main Street next to Sutherland's and just off the hospital exit on Highway 6.
Auto Farm, we'll make it happen.
At Emory Medical Center, patients are like family. They offer the most comprehensive care around, including on-site x-rays and lab work, helping you get quality health care at one convenient location. Emory Medical now has extended hours to better serve you. Open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Fridays, 7 till 5. To make an appointment with one of the trusted providers, please call 381-2305. Emory Medical Center, your friends, your neighbors, your providers.
Welcome back to Carbon Dino Baseball here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. After the top of the sixth inning, the Dinos leading 8-2 over Providence Hall. Powell will remain the pitcher, Andrew Powell, the senior, for Providence Hall. Up the bat for the Dinos, senior Ty Anderson. So the windup and the pitch. Strike one. So 0-1 the count on Anderson. Anderson had a big hit early on in the game to get things rolling for the Dinos. Left-handed batter. There's the pitch. Ball. 1-1 the count.
Last time up, Ty Anderson hits one deep over the right fielder's head. Right fielder now playing back quite a few steps. Says, I'm not going to get burned again, but Ty's got a lot of room if he wants to loop one there. Left fielder playing in shallow. Center fielder in about medium depth. Right fielder back deep.
Pitch in the dirt. 2-1 the count on Anderson. Foul the lefty pitcher. There's the pitch. Nice pitch. Strike.
Good pitch, Anderson. A little bit frozen on that one.
So 2-2 the count. No outs for the Dinos. Bottom of the sixth inning. 8-2, Dinos. Fouled away by Anderson.
Ty, kid who takes the inside half of the plate away as he's crowding the plate. You can see from this angle his toes right on that inside line of the left-handed batter's box.
And the windup and the pitch by Powell. And that is a ball.
Good thing about that is, obviously, for left-handed pitcher, lefty against lefty, makes him a little bit hesitant about going inside, and then Ty can reach to those outside pitches if they're there, lets that one go.
Full count. There's the pitch. Grounder to third base. Throw to first, out. Nice defensive play by Providence Hall. So Anderson does not reach first base. Grounds out, so it's one out for the Dinos. Up to bat, Braxton Bennett.
Anderson going a little bit opposite way. Hard hit ball. Took a one hop to the third baseman. Braxton Bennett, senior right-handed batter, second baseman.
Powell gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Fouled away over the backstop. 0-1.
Listen for the broken glass. Nope. I was pulling up here Sunday. I wasn't sure where to park my car. I saw a bunch of open parking spaces, and then I remembered those are right down the line. Not going to park near those. Another one fouled away, coming right back at us.
Go right over the top of us.
If I catch a foul ball, Sunny, do I get to have it autographed and keep it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Two foul balls there for the batter, Braxton Bennett. There's the windup for Powell and the pitch. High.
It's a pitch of, you know, when you got an 0-2 count as a pitcher, you're thinking, I'm going to waste one high, maybe waste one here in the dirt and see if you can get him to chase.
1-2 the count. Here's the pitch by Powell.
Ooh, inside.
Strike three, inside.
Bennett disagrees as he turned his body away from it. Must have been right on the corner. Umpire did not hesitate for a minute to call that strike three.
So he strikes out watching. So that's out for the Dinos. Up to bat, Colin Lewis.
Lewis last time hits one over the left field fence. A two-run shot.
Pitch high.
I don't think Colin will see a fastball down the plate.
One ball, no strikes, two outs for the Dinos. They lead 8-2, bottom of the sixth inning. Powell with the windup. Here's the pitch. Strike, 1-1.
Right on the inside part of the plate. Left fielder playing back. He doesn't. He's got about four steps. He'd be at the warning track at the depth he's playing right now.
Here's the pitch. Be fouled away.
Lewis goes opposite way. Out of play. Might have hit the side of the school bus. Leaving a little dent for Providence Hall. So ahead here, Providence Hall's been ahead on all three batters. He's got a 1-2 count on Lewis.
So 1-2 count, here's the pitch. Here's a fly ball to center field, and it will be caught, and that'll end the inning. So after six innings, it's 8-2. Carbon leading Providence Hall. We'll come back for the top of the seventh inning. You are listening to Dino Baseball right here on KOAL.
There are a million reasons to smile. You just landed that big promotion, seeing an old friend, getting a great report card, or how about braces from Hillstead Orthodontics? Let Hillstead's experienced, friendly staff help you smile ear to ear. Hillstead Orthodontics offers a free consultation, affordable payment plans, and they accept most insurance plans. You deserve to have the smile you've always dreamed of, and it's within your reach with help from Hillstead Orthodontics. Give them a call today at 637-2222 and schedule your free consultation today.
A new floor can make a significant impact, and Sutherland's is here to make it even bigger. A new selection of tile has arrived, now offering some of the hottest designer trends in the market, all at 20% off. It's a flooring frenzy. Travertine, glass, ceramic, mosaics, liners, floor tile, wall tile. It's all 20% off. Select Shaw ceramic tile, starting as low as 99 cents per square foot. Sutherland's is your flooring headquarters with the best brands and the best prices. When you think flooring, think Sutherland's.
Welcome back to Carbon Baseball. Top of the seventh inning, Providence Hall here in Price. We're playing at USU Eastern home field today. And we were just talking that green is grass in town, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's still some. Actually, well, from where we're standing, I can see a couple of little frozen patches of ice still out there. But we had snow here yesterday, Sonny.
The infield looks pretty good.
Infield looks actually decent. Feeling a couple of drops coming down right now, but we're deep enough in the game. If the clouds opened up, they'd just call this thing. So no changes for the Dinos defensively. Oh, no. Jordan Fawcett out in right field replacing Cooper Shade, I can't tell with the other outfielders, but infield's still the same.
Nelson with the windup and the pitch. Strike.
Correction, Nate Richens, senior out in right field. Caleb Nelson still on the mound. Came in and got the 6-4-3 double play to end the threat with the bases loaded. There's a ground ball hit to third.
Trying to make the play. He'll be safe.
Keaton Rich.
Kind of bobbled the ball there for a second. Got it to first base, but not in time after that bobble.
Good job sticking with it and delivering a throw.
Absolutely. Didn't quit on the play.
Nope. We've had some weird hops on the infield. Again, you know, attribute this to the fact that, you know, we had a lot of rain and moisture recently. So
Chase Marshall had to run that out.
He did.
He'll take a lead at first base. Here's the pitch by Nelson.
A shot through the gap between first and short, or sorry, third and short.
And the runner safe on second and first, so a single for Providence Hall.
Caleb Nelson not fooling anybody.
Ben Morales with the base hit. We got runners on first and second, no outs. Up to bat will be Nolan Beck, the senior.
Infielders will stay at double play depth, willing to give up the runner at third to get the two outs. The lefty up to bat here, so see if they can get one to the right side.
So the leadoff hitter is on second base and runner on first, and the first pitch is a ball.
Runner at first with a short lead. Runner at second, he was the one that legged out that infield hit there, and he's got a decent-sized lead. They get one through the outfield, I expect to see him send them.
Nelson looks at second base, winds up, here's the pitch. High. Ball.
Caleb Nelson, just, you know, again, you've got a six-run lead here. You know, not going to give up six with one hit, so just focus on the batter. Locate your pitches. There
pitch,
it is.
Spot down the tube on that one. Strike. Be one and two, the count. Runners on first and second, no outs.
Again, try to keep that low. Get a ground ball here. Help your team out with a double play. Left fielder playing shallow.
Pitch by Nelson. Strike.
Ooh,
I'm sorry.
He wanted to swing. You see him. You could see him turning. That was one of those high fastballs that everybody loves to swing at, and he kept his bat back and held off. 2-2 count.
Ball, so 2-2. Nelson with the pitch.
Good spot. They're going to strike him out.
Strike out.
Great spot. Good call. It's a hanging curveball to a left-handed batter. Oh, it wasn't a strikeout.
No.
I thought that was, I'm sorry, no. I thought there were two strikes. We don't have a scoreboard today, so yeah, I'm trying to remember some things. So
and
now it's a 2-2
They don't
count.
Always say the sign after every pitch either,
right.
But it's made it kind of tough. So, Nelson, here's the pitch. Now he swings.
Now it strikes out.
Swing and a miss and a strikeout. So give Nelson the strikeout.
Great job on that previous pitch as he, you know, left-handed batter. He hangs that curveball that starts off the right side of the plate, breaks back across the plate. So the batter thinks that stayed outside. He was ready to throw his bat and head to first.
Taylor Marshall, the batter, the senior. Runners on first and second, one out. 8-2, Dinos lead, top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Line drives.
That's going to actually benefit. Ooh.
It was.
Say it's going to benefit the Dinos as Braxton Bennett, if he catches that, it's going to be a single out. He had a chance at the double play, but the batter was legging it out off the bat. So
couldn't
he's able
come
to
up
leg that out.
With the catch, so he underhands it to second base. Ty Anderson with the out at second base. So we got runners on first and third now.
It's a hard position. Ball was hit right about waist high, line drive right at Bennett. Had to go to his knee to try to make the catch. Goes off his glove onto the ground, tosses over to Anderson, who gets the out at second. They tried to turn the double play and didn't get it.
Wolfley up to bat for Providence Hall. Runners on first and second. Here's a swing and a hit, and it will be foul down the left field side.
Wolfley was thinking home run. He had those arms fully extended, wanting to drive that one over that left field fence. Two down.
Two down. Runners on first and second. Top of the seventh.
Lopez behind the plate signals what they're going to do if they try to go double steal here. Where are they going to cut it off?
Pitch.
Nice ball. Breaking off-speed pitch there, just off the outside corner. So runners on first and third, two down. No one's scored yet in the inning. Caleb Nelson at the plate.
Looks over to first base. Here's the pitch, wind up, strike.
Sorry, Caleb Nelson on the mound. I said at the plate, but on the mound. Got to get my brain back into baseball gear, too.
So, Nelson, with the windup and the pitch.
Got him reaching on a changeup there. Fouls
foul it. Ball down the left field line. Almost fair.
Almost fair. Wolfley again, the big freshman. He's looking for something hard he can drive.
If that ball lands fair, it definitely scores one run for Providence.
Well, two outs, sure. Runners leaving on the on the contact.
The runner on third.
Carbon, try to get him reaching on that off-speed pitch. See if they can get something maybe high and inside and get him to swing, as he's obviously a pull hitter.
And the pitch.
Runner goes, off-speed pitch, catches him.
Strike three. And Providence Hall's out. And
so we got runs, two hits. And that's it, right? Carbon's going to finish this one off 6-2.
8-2.
8-2.
8-2. So Carbon doesn't even have to bat here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The final score today, 8-2. When we come back, we will have the Dr. Kelly Jensen at High Desert Orthopedics postgame show. You are listening to Dino Baseball.
If someone was to ask you what sounds better, synthetic or regular, even if you don't know, synthetic always sounds better. The same applies to bowling lanes. What's that? You've never heard of synthetic bowling lanes? Well, Gateway Lanes has just installed synthetic bowling lanes. The same lanes you see the pros bowl on. I could go on. But you need to see these new lanes for yourself. So if you're an avid bowler, or even a casual one, you need to experience bowling on a synthetic lane. Stop into Gateway Lanes and experience these new lanes for yourself.
Accounting, agribusiness, business administration.
USU Eastern now offers 24 bachelor degree programs right here at our local campus.
English teaching, elementary education, family life studies, health education and promotion, history, human development and family studies, liberal arts, management information systems, marketing, mathematics education, psychology, recreation resource management.
Visit usueastern.edu for more information. USU Eastern, small enough to care, big enough to get you places.
Welcome back to Carbon High School Baseball. The Dinos come away with an 8-2 win over Providence Hall here at the home field of USU Eastern. Was where we played this game today, and the weather held up, and it was a good performance for the Carbon Dinos.
Yeah, great job, I'm sure, all week as they're getting ready to play this game, and they saw the weather out there on the forecast, thinking maybe they can't get the game in, but the helper field was unable to be played. Well, probably could have pulled the game out on it, but, you know, obviously as a coaching staff, that's your home field. You want to try to keep it good for the rest of the season. So they choose to play over here at the home of USU Eastern, and great job for the Dinos as they roll the young guy to start the game. They start with Keaton Rich. Rich goes 5 1/3, gives up no runs, put two runners on that scored on a throwing error by Rich as he was replaced by Ty Anderson. Anderson comes in, works 2/3 of an inning, and just gives up the error there and the two runs. And then Colin Lewis came in and in the sixth and put three runners on. Caleb Nelson comes in, he finishes off that inning. And then comes in and finishes off the top of the seventh, and the Dinos come out with the 8-2 win.
Ty got the offense going early on with a nice hit, and then Colin Lewis came in with the shot over left field, the 340 fence, cleared it.
Yeah, I got here just as the Dinos were getting in that situation. Great job of hitting by Anderson. There was the bottom of the fourth, gets a runner on, fights off a pitch to the right side, drives it over the right fielder's head, And then Braxton Bennett comes up following him and hits a little blooper that drops in between second and center field, scoring Anderson. And then while Bennett, again, he steals. So he takes second base on a steal, takes third base on a pass ball, and Colin Lewis got a fastball right over the plate. It was, a 2-2 count, Sonny. So he gets the two-strike fastball and drives it deep over the left field fence for the two-run shot. And that was the last scoring the Dinos did, if I remember correctly. I put Carbon up 8-0, and their defense and pitching able to preserve the win.
Carbon scored one run in the first, two runs in the second, one run in the third. That gave them four runs through three. And then the fourth inning, they scored. They had their big inning in the fourth inning. They scored four runs to give them eight. And they stayed at eight for the rest of the game, but it was enough to come away with an 8-2 win over Providence Hall. Providence Hall scored their two runs in the fifth inning.
Yeah, great job. Good opportunity tonight, you know, for the coaching staff to get some guys some work as they get four pitchers tonight. They roll deeper into their rotation. Caleb Nelson's going to get the save on the night as he comes in there in the top of the sixth and finishes things off in the seventh. But opportunities to get some young guys some work. Keaton Rich pitching and then playing over at third. A couple of sophomores out there for the Dinos out in the outfield. Cooper Shade out in right. And then your seniors as well. Taking care of business tonight. Ty Anderson played a great game, as started at shortstop, came in and pitched for two-thirds of an inning, went back to shortstop, credit him with a double play. Braxton Bennett, the second baseman, also doing a great job out there as a senior. Colin Lewis moves from third base to the mound over to first base. One thing I love about high school players is you can pretty much say go anywhere, and they should be ready to go. It's not until you get to the majors that you start saying only one position for players, but great job by the seniors and by everybody tonight or this afternoon, and a great win for the Dinos.
So the Dinos go to 2-0 in region play. Let's take a look at those region standings one more time here before we move on. The Dinos 2-0. Not sure what Juab and Union have done today, but they were also 2-0. So we have three teams, as far as we know right now, that are undefeated at 2-0.
Yeah, and then you look at the bottom half there. Delta coming in tonight was 0-2. Providence Hall 0-1. ALA 0-2. Providence Hall will also drop to 0-2 as they take the loss tonight. And this Carbon Dino team looks strong. And we talked a little bit about their preseason or pre-region competition as they went against some difficult teams. But they really look like they have an opportunity to do a lot of good things. They've got some pitching that can do well. No. One guy that's going to dominate, but you've got a young guy who can come out and throw well. Some seniors who obviously are going to get some more innings as we go later on in the season. Good defense out there behind them. And then just some smart hitting, especially by the seniors tonight, as we were able to see Carbon put up 8 runs.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the Groggs Player of the Game. You're listening to Dino Baseball right here on KOAL.
Is your smart TV smarter than you? Or how about all those devices and streaming options? It all seems a little complicated, right? Actually, it's easier than you think. Emory Telecom is here to help. Their trained professionals will come to your house free of charge and help you set up your new streaming devices and show you how to use all those devices and apps. Watching your favorite shows just got a whole lot easier with Emory Telecom. Give them a call today at 613-9605. Let Emory Telecom hook you up.
You know, after my divorce, my credit really went down the tubes. I'd been trying to build it back up, but it never seemed to work out until I decided to talk to the people at Auto Farm. They had a huge selection of vehicles I could afford, and they helped me get a loan with payments I could afford. Now I'm driving a dependable vehicle and getting my credit back in check. Thanks to Auto Farm, they can do the same for you. Go in and see them today at either location, on Main Street next to Sutherland's and just off the hospital exit on Highway 6.
Auto Farm, we'll make it happen.
There are a million reasons to smile. You just landed that big promotion, seeing an old friend, getting a great report card, or how about braces from Hillstead Orthodontics? Let Hillstead's experienced, friendly staff help you smile ear to ear. Hillstead Orthodontics offers a free consultation, affordable payment plans, and they accept most insurance plans. You deserve to have the smile you've always dreamed of, and it's within your reach with help from Hillstead Orthodontics. Give them a call today at 637-2222 and schedule your free consultation today.
A new floor can make a significant impact, and Sutherland's is here to make it even bigger. A new selection of tile has arrived, now offering some of the hottest designer trends in the market, all at 20% off. It's a flooring frenzy. Travertine, glass, ceramic, mosaics, liners, floor tile, wall tile. It's all 20% off. Select Shaw ceramic tile, starting as low as 99 cents per square foot. Sutherland's is your flooring headquarters with the best brands and the best prices. When you think flooring, think Sutherland's.
Welcome back to Carbon Baseball here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Time for the Groks Player of the Game. And Chris, what do you think?
Well, you know, I missed the first four innings, so I kind of feel like I missed out. But I think we're going to go tonight, this afternoon, with senior Ty Anderson. He's just breaking in the field that he'll be playing on as he moves on to his collegiate baseball career. But Ty doing a great job of hitting tonight. He got that big fourth inning going for the Dinos with that hard shot over the right fielder's head, and then goes from shortstop. Next inning has to come in. He inherits a couple of runners on and is able to get his team out of the inning, and then back out there at shortstop. Had a couple of great plays on some double play balls, did Ty tonight. So great job, Ty Anderson. Groks Player of the Game.
So, Sonny Buscarini and Chris Winfrey, and want to thank Lauren Miller. He was here with me at the beginning of the ball game here at the Auto Farm broadcast booth. And with that, we'll call it a day. The Dinos defeat Providence Hall 8-2. They go to 2-0 in region play. You've been listening to Dino Baseball right here on KOAL, where the Dinos play. Have a good evening.